last time on the Don and Mike Show.
I would shave my entire body and cover it in anything you guys choose.
I don't want to see a guy shave his genitals. Someday I'll figure you out.
I understand your predicament. I don't want a guy to come down and shave his genitals.
Right.
But it's okay for a guy to put peanut butter in his duke and have his wife look it out.
And your eyes seem to line up with the peanut butter idea.
Well, it's because it's repulsive.
Yeah, it's just like a Reese's peanut butter cup. Two great tastes that go great together.
The Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara Show.
Yo, what's up, and we? I'm dropping, give me
hello,
sweaty.
Everybody. You got the Don and Mike Show. Coming to you live. 4 hours every weekday. From the studios of WJFK, Washington, D.C. Broadcasting nationwide and coast to coast.
That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hagerstown, Maryland, hello.
Hi, thanks, Larry. This is for Senator Bob Dole.
Go.
Yes, Don and Mike Arner, you're coming out on the erectile...
Okay, I think that was a gag call. I cut it because they mentioned two local disc jockeys.
What?
Oh, I see.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they want.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Oh my God.
Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Is that a spay or a neuter?
You scared me for a second. I thought he'd like been really clipped.
No. Bob Barker's tape.
Oh, good.
Got clipped this day.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Now you've had enough.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's martini time.
Yeah.
When I get to say FedEx Field Stadium announcer Philip Robert Jonathan.
Real today.
Hogbike.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
There he is, everybody.
I know you guys are real busy, but if you have a chance, you might want to send Philly get well card.
Why? What's wrong with him?
Well, last night, unfortunately, on a bet, he drank a bottle of Tabasco sauce and his head exploded.
Godspeed, Phil. Master P.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. G.O. Penis and all the ships at sea. Hey, to quote the greatest linebacker in the history of the NFL, they're a couple of head jobs. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara.
Thank you, Robbie, and hello, and thank you for hosting everybody. It's a new episode on Tuesday, August 8th.
Phone number same as it ever was.
Same as it ever was.
Oh.
Right. 877-365-3636. That is your hotline to the hits. Let me start today's show with a plea to the guy with the peanut butter and his wife.
Ah.
Come on down.
Are they having second thoughts?
No. They were not having second thoughts. You know, it's always a cluster F. I almost said the real word. It's a cluster cluck doing anything at this radio station.
Yes, it always is.
Yesterday, we go on the air with the eye surgery, and we said at the What Would Ye Do? And it was today at 1 o'clock when I got a call from someone who works here, and they said, hey, you can't give away the eye surgery because The eye surgery place wants a whole week's worth of mentions. They didn't want the contest done today.
Oh. Well, you talked about them last week.
So what we did was we then thought, okay, well, we'll switch the prize. We'll switch the prize to $1,000 in cash. So we called the people up in the contest, and we said the prize is $1,000. And everybody said fine, except for the guy who was going to have his wife eat peanut butter out of his Duke.
Right, he wanted the eye surgery.
He wanted the eye surgery. And as it turns out, in between the time we called him and when we worked this out, we are giving away the $5,000 laser eye surgery on today's episode.
So, peanut butter man, come on.
Yeah, come on down.
Come on.
Come on. Bring your peanut butter. Bring your dookie. Bring your wife.
Come on down and bring a fresh jar.
So that's perfectly acceptable. All of our acts, hopefully including the peanut butter guy, will be performing today on this fine stage and in this fine city. And we will be giving away the $5,000 laser eye surgery from Witten Laser Eye Associates.
Now, I came into the office today, and on Don's desk was this bottle of Tabasco sauce. The size of this bottle, I've never seen. It looked like a whiskey bottle. I said, now, the guy will die if he drinks that size.
That's from Wendell Smoot Hall.
Oh, really?
I found out something neat about Wendell. You know that he likes Tabasco in his Coca-Cola.
He does.
Yes, he
Why does that not surprise me? He had, this is like a 12-ounce bottle of Tabasco that was sitting on my desk today. Uh-huh. And when I opened up the box to see if there was any skull and crossbones, because you remember the discussion we had yesterday about drinking a bottle of Tabasco, it'll kill you.
Right.
They do have something on the inside flap that says, the Food and Drug Administration recommends a dosage of 1 tablespoon.
So maximum dosage of 1 tablespoon?
Rob, will you run up and get it, please?
Interesting.
It's on the desk. I don't think the word maximum was in there.
Well, when we set this up, you and I both were counting on him drinking that size that you see on tables and restaurants.
Yeah.
That's perfectly adequate.
Not this gigantic.
Right. I really think there was, you know, it would just be probably 6 months before he'd be over that.
Why push your luck? But anyway, listen, the contest is on today, and all of the people should be on their way. And now, what would ye do for the laser eye surgery? And again, I guess we don't have a way of getting back in touch with the peanut butter guy, but come on down, peanut butter guy.
Come on, peanut butter man.
And, Mike, I know you'll be happy to know that just moments from now, I will actually be sworn in to the Republican Party.
Oh, my God.
Well, they have taken me up on my offer. I hate this guy Lieberman. He stands for everything that I'm against. He's for censorship of the media. He's for censorship of radio, TV, movies, records. And I told you late in the show yesterday, I'm going to go to the other side, and I'm going to do it today.
Well, I told you that I'd think about it, and I'd come back in, and I actually heard his acceptance speech that was given a few minutes ago down in Tennessee. And after much thought, I must tell you, I'm totally against you on this one. I am sticking with my Democratic roots, my liberal Democratic roots that I have maintained for my entire life. Mm-hmm. And I read everything I could read about this guy. And, I was looking very hard, of course, on the specific issue of the censorship. And although he has aligned himself with certain people that I'm not big fans of, like, William Bennett, right. And I don't like moralists, and he is a moralist, don't get me wrong. They scare me because I think when moralists start to get crazy, that, they can go totally nuts.
Well, but all I know is that this guy's got a thing about quote unquote shock radio. He does. He hates shock radio.
Well, I know he does, and I know I might be putting a nail in my own career coffin here, but I got to back him. I like the fact that Gore picked him, and I liked his speech today. And
I'm going to the other side.
I will be staying to offer the show balance. I will be staying on the side that have always been on. Not outspokenly so, but you have always been on the side of right in America, Don. And
I'm going to the side of left in America.
I certainly hope that, in between now and the election, although you will be sworn in as a Republican today, I hope that sometime now, between now and the election, something can happen that will sway you back the other way.
I could be bribed the other way, but right now, the way it stands, I'm going to go with this. And I think we got some guy from the Fairfax County Republican Committee coming in, although Lisa told me right before we came on the air that some guy from the Republican National Convention actually wants to come in and swear me in and give me some kind of a medal.
And I guess the offer would stand before the end of today's show, that if anybody that's listening in my party, the Democratic Party, mm-hmm. you know, I'm not, the one thing I decided, you know, I wasn't going to do, I wasn't going to be the person, because it's not my job.
They're going to have to,
you.
They're going to have to sweeten the pot, though, because really, this guy, Lieberman, is the reason that I'm jumping ship.
Well, I know
that I'm going to register Republican and vote Republican.
We have heard Lieberman's name come up when they've talked about, you know, the issues of these shows and these shows being restricted, and we've always maintained, and I still do maintain, that this show is for adults and adults only, and the best way to police this show is to turn that volume
down. But Lieberman does not adhere to that philosophy.
Well, to be honest with you, I was looking all over for what his philosophy was on this, and I couldn't find it. All I heard was moralist. All I heard was that he's gonna antagonize the Hollywood groups because of his stand on certain issues.
We are next in line. He's got to get mad at Arnold Schwarzenegger and get rid of the Terminator movies, and he's going to go after Jerry Springer.
You said that, but I've been looking for that, and I want to. What I've been looking for and what I'm trying to find is concrete.
Okay. I don't want to run the risk of making this a goddamn boring political show.
Right.
I've seen the stuff. I've seen the articles. I'll pull them up. I'll email them to you. I don't think that I'm going to.
Well, no, I know what his.
Win you over to my side.
No, you know
today,
you.
And it's not my goal to win you over.
And nor is it my goal to win you over. I think that when I say that to the Democratic Party, I was thinking that, you know, maybe I would be the representative of the Democratic Party to come in and you know, run all over the place and get you cigars. But then I said to myself, you know, I'm not a party activist, and it's the job of the people who are the party activists. To win you back or to win you over to their side. I think that's the way it's supposed to be.
I'm doing it. They're signing me in today. That's all there is to it. Give me a big Uncle Sam hat. They bring me some kind of a goddamn medal today.
Vote Gore.
Yeah.
Vote Bush. Who doesn't like Bush? I love Bush. Jesus, I love Bush. Here's the deal with this bottle of Tabasco we received.
Uh-huh.
It, in fact, is 12 ounces. Mm-hmm. Listen to this. That is a solid bottle of Tabasco.
That's somebody who really uses that stuff that would get a bottle that size. And, like Wendell Hall, who likes it in his Coca-Cola.
Wendell Smoot Hall. And here's what it says on the label. It says, nothing like if you drink all of this, it'll kill you.
Right.
There's no skull and crossbones. It says on the inside flap of the box,
mm-hmm.
the Food and Drug Administration suggested measure is 1 teaspoon. However, Tabasco is also used by the drop according to taste.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing that says you can't drink a whole bottle. Now, we won't make the guy drink all 12 ounces of this on the show today.
No, but if he brings his own little bottle in, or we could measure out amount of that.
You know, he can put a dent in it, like, you know.
Yeah, that's fine.
Like that much.
Yeah, absolutely.
The top neck part of the bottle, a good maybe 2 ounces or so.
And then we'll hear that train whistle go off, you know, like you hear in cartoons.
Like cartoon. So listen, I want to tell you, we had a great anniversary night last night.
Good.
Frida and I, surprise, went to the Palm Restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Hey. Where we didn't eat for free. We actually paid for
right.
it. They're very nice. The people over at the Tyson's Corner Palm had the pleasure of having the same waiter who served Dennis Murphy.
Ah.
Who told me what a pleasure it was to serve Dennis his meal.
Did he cut his meat?
He did not cut his meat. He did say that Dennis is totally off base when Dennis said the girl he was with looks like Connie Chung. He said, the girl's not even close to being Asian.
Oh, really?
But the girl had round eyes.
What is Dennis?
I don't know. I don't know.
The great communicator.
So Frida and I, we were in the middle of having this great 19th anniversary dinner last night, and the cell phone rings, and it's Amy. You know, my grown-up daughter, Amy,
right.
who is over 20 years old now. And right in the middle of dinner, she called... I thought to say happy anniversary, and
sure.
as it turns out, she did say happy anniversary, and
mm-hmm.
then she gave me the present that that every father is looking for
mm-hmm.
on his anniversary.
Oh,
no, not that one.
Oh,
she's not pregnant.
Oh, all right, okay.
She's not pregnant. She just wanted an exorbitant amount of money.
There you go.
She just,
happy anniversary, baby.
I'm not talking about, you know, hey, can you float me a couple of bucks to help me pay my rent?
Right.
You know, I'm behind on a credit card, although I heard all of that.
Right.
I mean, it was the big one. It was, you know, she said, I'm having some financial problems, and I said to her, okay, you know, I'm here for you. Tell me, you know, I've certainly paid her school loans, bought her a car, done all
right.
that stuff.
Right.
And then I said, well, what are we talking about here? She said, because she mentioned the rent and the car payment.
Sure.
Behind on her credit cards. And I said, give me a ballpark. What are we talking about to get you out of trouble?
And she said, $15,000.
Oh! And I said, good luck.
Wow.
I said, good luck to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's a hell of a lot of money. I told her I'd say the same thing to Bart. I said, you know, if Bart was 20 years old and dug himself in that type of a hole, I'd say good luck. I mean, as it turns out, I did end up, you know, writing her a check today.
Mm-hmm.
And so just count that as a wedding gift, enough to, you know, hopefully to get her through the month with her bills and stuff.
That's
but
fair.
I mean, Jesus Christ, $15,000.
Wow.
And then she got pissed when I said no.
Of course. Well, that's natural, too, I suppose.
She got real pissed.
You know, any kid that doesn't get what they want probably reacts that way. You know, my God.
$15,000.
Wow.
$15,000. Jesus Christ.
That's a rather significant sum of money, right?
And I know that you're my daughter, and a lot of this comes in the genes, but Jesus, even I wasn't in financial trouble like that when I was 20 years old.
Wow, and did she give you any specifics?
No, and that's what was the pisser about it, is that I know I'm being BS'd about this, because I said, well, how much is your rent? And she told me what her rent is, which I didn't believe, because she lives in Wisconsin, you know, and
right.
Basically everybody in Wisconsin lives in like an outhouse.
They have a rent ceiling of $250.
And then she mentioned a car payment, which Frida pointed out is more than either of our car payments.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. And then she mentioned the part about credit cards, and I said, well, I know with a credit card, I know that, you know, if you're upside down in the credit cards, that you can just send them whatever you can, and if you promise them that you're going to make a payment every month, they will back off. I know because I've done that,
mm-hmm.
and I'd be glad to help, you know, in any way. And at that point, that's when she said, well, never mind. I never should have called you anyway.
Ooh.
I never should have asked you for the money anyway.
Laying the old guilt trip on you.
Right, so that's how, that was the big anniversary dinner.
Oh, that's too bad.
You know, right in the middle of dinner. And I hang up the phone and Frida said, well, what did she want? Did she want to say happy anniversary? I said, yes, she said happy anniversary. And she wants $15,000.
Oh, my.
Ooh.
Well, that kind of put a crimp in the old anniversary din.
You know, it did for a couple of seconds. And then...
Did you buy maybe some gift certificates from the restaurant?
And then once Frida got pissed at me, I snapped right out of it.
Ah, very good.
I was moping a little bit. And then she said, well, you know, if you're going to be like this, F you. You know, you're ruining our anniversary.
Oh, dear.
And I had to snap out of it.
She's got a right, I guess, to say that.
Yeah.
You know, that's your previous life.
Oh, and I feel an obligation to Amy, certainly, but mm-hmm. we need some harder facts. I said to her, I would say the same thing to Bart. You know, if Bart, God forbid, was to call me when he was 20,
mm-hmm.
and just say, hi, hey, Dad, how you doing? Can you send me $15,000?
Right.
Hello.
Hey, honey.
Yes, my boo-boo.
Hi, baby.
Hey.
I was just talking about the $15,000 phone call we got yesterday.
Oh, are you? Wait a minute. I'll go inside so I can hear you, but I'm outside with the neighborhood.
Well, listen to her. Listen to her, the life she leads.
Sounds like quite a festival going on.
Yeah, right. We get rid of our kid, but
hey,
yeah,
Frida,
every other kid in the street here.
Frida, this is Mike. I thought you were going to talk about all this Republican nonsense at your anniversary dinner last night.
He wouldn't talk to me about it. He was thinking about that phone call, and
he superseded everything. I guess that happened.
I told him you said that last night. You know, we got the phone call, and then I was down,
right.
And then you got pissed at me for being down, so I had to just, you know, forget about it.
forget about it.
Yeah, and you do such a good job of covering your feelings. Three martinis later, you were a little happier.
Yeah, I did all right.
Yeah.
Isn't that wonderful?
Right. Aren't martinis wonderful? You ask waiters for them, and they bring them. $15,000. I mean, and Frida and I had a talk about it. You know, listen, if we believed that she really, really was in some type of dire, upside-down situation, we'd do it. But, you know, don't you agree? Don't you think we're being BS'd on that?
Oh, me?
Oh, you know,
I do. I mean, but, you know, I have to kind of play the neutral party because it's, you know, I don't want to tell you what not to do. It would be worth it if we could afford it, you know, to not have you upset. But I think you go down that path and there's no return. You're bailing somebody out for the rest of your life. You're looking at 40 years of $15,000.
Oh, and then the other thing that she said was, not to tell her mother about it.
That, now, see, that was
another red flag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, even different if the mother called you and said, no, you know, there was a situation.
Don't tell Dawn about that. Dawn, who works at the sewage treatment
and when
plant.
And when she outlined what her payments were, and her car payment is like twice as much as mine, you know, it's hard to believe.
Yeah, it didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Well, other than that, we had a grand time, didn't we?
Yeah, oh, we had a lovely time.
Oh, come on.
Well, it was good food.
Oh, come on.
I'll say that for
you mean you didn't have a good time last night?
No, you weren't your most charming. I'm sorry.
Didn't I pull out of that tailspin?
Not really. You got a little bleary-eyed. I don't know if that's, you know, if I can really credit you with that or the martini.
Oh, boy, see, if she's not going to give you the credit and she's going to give the martinis the credit, you're doomed.
Yeah. Well, I thought I did a wonderful job of pulling out. I mean,
yeah.
that's a major monkey wrench.
Mm-hmm.
You might be referring to a... No, that's a...
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
No, he didn't do that job.
Yeah. Pulling out.
Oh, no. Oh, I never pull out. Never.
No, he wasn't even close. You know, when martinis are had, I've pretty much got a vacation for that evening.
Oh, no, come on. We had anniversary sex. We just had anniversary sex in the daytime.
In the morning.
In the morning.
God, you know, you wait till, you know, a suitable hour.
Yesterday morning we had sex. And, you know, and if you want to be picky about it... Who was Mr. Your Needs Come Before Mine? I believe it was me.
No, you were
You know, and once again, you know, I get the hair pull thing, you know, and I don't know why that is.
Because you don't need to please me like that.
See?
Just not necessary.
We're in the same boat on that one.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about. It's just
he doesn't need to please you like that either.
No, you know what I'm talking about. It's just, I think,
you know,
sometimes some women like to be pleased other ways, I guess.
She comes out of the tub, you know, mm-hmm. She's all clean. I think, well, we're past that. It's our anniversary. What right. better way to show her that, you know, I'm here for you? I start down that path, and right away I get the hair pull.
How long were you down there before you got the hair pull?
Oh,
he never made it.
To the belly
never
button.
Made it. Yeah. Never
I only got to the belly button.
No, yeah. He was en route, and I detoured
we're
it.
We're simpatico on that one.
I only got to the belly button, and then I got the most ridiculous explanation that she had just put Neosporin down there.
Oh my.
Because I guess she had just done some grooming down there.
You know, I like
Okay, all right. You mean you'd done a little waxing or something?
No, no, no. You know, just I didn't want razor burn.
Okay.
Yeah, sorry. I'm sure you all had to know that.
I'm glad you explained
it. You know what?
If you'd left it at Neosporin, we would have been a little concerned.
And even then,
there's no infection. But you know what, Boo? When I told you that, I don't know if you noticed, but I was a little embarrassed just when you and me were alone together and I told you. So thanks for sharing that.
Well, listen, I only mention that because, you know, you busted my balls because we didn't do it last night because I'd had three drinks and because Amy asked me for $15,000 and excuse me that put a slight crimp in my plans for the evening.
Oh, I'm sure. You weren't going to have those martinis before that phone call. That's why I had to take a separate car so I could be your designated driver.
Well, didn't we decide that in advance, though?
Right.
Well, I would say that if there wasn't that gigantic weight over us last night, that we certainly could have fulfilled our obligations, but those obligations had been fulfilled earlier in the day.
You never, when you have martinis, never.
And hold on, and not only did I get the hair pulling, but, you know, give me a break on the amount of time for the actual event.
Right? Am I faulting your performance yesterday morning? No.
I'm telling you, I was
more than adequate.
I was not the 30-second man. I was not the 1-minute man. I was not the 5-minute man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was lots and lots and lots of time.
You know, you have a guilty conscience. I didn't say anything bad about that performance.
All right.
All right, my sweet pea.
Okay. Love you.
All right, I love you.
Love you.
Bye, Sugar Bear.
Did you send her the check today?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Hey, Frida, before you go, not to belabor it, you know he's signing up with the Republican Party in a few minutes.
You know what? Our relationship gets on thinner and thinner ice as we go on.
Oh, you don't give a crap about that.
I do.
Oh,
you know,
come
that's
on.
One of the things I respect about you and that we are simpatico on and that we do have a little bond in our political beliefs.
I'm holding out hope that maybe he'll just put a big screw job on him when they get here.
No, I can't do it. Listen, okay. This guy Lieberman is bad news, man.
Just, I've never wanted to be married to someone who's right-wing. I've seen it happen.
I'm going to be the most liberal of the right-wingers.
Yeah, and it's not good enough. It's really going to...
Well, listen...
I'm, way to go for you. That's why I brought it up.
I was hoping,
because I know nothing I can say will change your mind.
Yeah,
nothing Buzz will say, but this is a woman that if there's anybody that can change your mind, this woman right here can do it.
I'm only one man. I'm only one vote.
I understand, but all those of us who care about you.
We're just talking about how well we get along. I mean,
honey, how often do we discuss politics? We discuss politics when we vote. Or we discuss politics, we say this guy's a dick or that guy's a dick.
Because we have a mutual understanding about certain things.
And I think we will continue to have the same mutual understanding about most events. I just don't want a guy being vice president whose number one job it is to censor radio.
And I will tell you, I don't think that's his number one job. I think that's one element of a bunch of elements.
And not to mention the fact that, you know, sniff my anal vapors, Tipper Gore.
Right.
She's a big one on censorship, too.
I don't know whether it's censorship per se, but I'll tell you, it's that one element on both those people that I don't care for. But the big picture, I'm willing to overlook that one element.
Listen, you have to look about all the other qualities combined.
Right.
He has most of the qualities that you love.
And there are a lot more censorship people on the other side of the aisle.
The more you guys try to talk me out of it, you know who I am.
I know.
The more you talk me out of it, the more I'm going to dig my heels in it.
But you wouldn't respect me if I didn't try to talk you out of it.
But I'm doing it.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that adds, you know, when you're skating on thin ice with me, that happens, you know, more than we want to say.
Sure.
And one of the things in the plus category of you, I do this little pros and cons, and always in the pros.
Then you know what? Then call your lawyer because the guy's here. I'm going to sign up right now.
All right, then that puts a little X in the con category.
All right, that's fine.
The scales might tip.
I'll live with that. I'm sad to note that you will love me or not love me based on my political party of choice.
No, you know what? If you start taking walks with me, then that'll put a little check mark in the pro category.
Oh, yeah.
But right now you're
come on, we do sit-ups together.
That's not exactly fun.
All right. I'll find some way to balance this out with you.
Yeah, you better.
So your GOP agenda,
won't
they just put in front of
anniversary present. That was another one in the con category.
All right, honey.
All right, goodbye, sweetie.
Love you. Goodbye.
Thanks for trying, Frida.
Yeah. Is the guy here?
Yes, he is. Do you want me to bring him in?
Bring him in.
Okay.
Bring him in.
All right, what's that?
Northern Virginia GOP agenda.
Okay, read it. Why don't you read the whole thing before you make your decision?
It's boring. Why do I have to read it?
Why do you have to read it?
I have to read it.
You don't want
to
read it.
No, I don't.
You don't want to read it.
I just want to be Republican.
Yeah, I know you do.
It's too bad. I'm doing it. Bring him in. Swear me in. Where is the dude? Hey, Rob, where's my American music?
No turning back now.
No. Yeah, there is. Of course there is. You can always change your party affiliation. Mm. You can do it tomorrow if you felt like
it. That's true.
But I'm not. You know me. I'm serious. I swear to God I'm drop-dead serious about Lieberman. But don't look at me that way.
I know.
I am. That guy's a pisser. But I'm doing what I can. And what I can is to switch parties.
Don't give a speech, please.
I'm not going to give a speech.
Don't give a speech. It hurts bad enough for me to have you doing this. He doesn't look like a Republican, does he?
Don't make fun of this guy, Mike.
Now, where are the antennas on his head?
He's my guy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm going to cite the Virginia Republican Creed right now.
Hi, what's your name?
Jim Parmalee.
Oh, Jim. Jim, you're a great-looking guy.
Thank you.
Great-looking
Jim, you wearing a T-shirt under that golf shirt?
No.
Okay, just checking.
Too hot today.
No. Jim, why should I join your club?
Well, because I know you don't like taxes, I know you don't like government interference, and you're a free-thinking sort of individual, and I think that's just the type of person...
I only care about this Lieberman dope.
Well, you know, I think you'd be happy in the Republican Party, because in the Virginia Republican Creed, we talk about how the federal government must preserve individual liberty by observing constitutional limitations.
Do you have a medal or anything for me?
I have a membership card, which we haven't quite gotten your name.
A membership card? Well, the Democrats never gave me a card that looks like a credit card.
The Democrats, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
If the Democrats, I know he came down first, but if the Democrats were to come in with the better offer today, like with perhaps bearing gifts, would you be able to be bought? I'm curious.
Maybe
about
by
that.
The end of the show, but I want to tell you that it was very late
this
in the
show. This guy's here first.
It was very late in the show that I mentioned this yesterday, and this guy actually showed up today with his propaganda and junk.
Look at this, pal.
Johnny on the spot.
Look at that. You see that? That's what I think of your clean house, okay?
All right.
Let me tell you, the last 8 years, pal, the house has been clean.
Swear me.
That's why 22 billion Americans.
Swear me
22
in.
Million Americans
swear
are employed.
In. It's my right, Mike. It's my right.
That's right. I'm sorry, but he was handing me his bumper sticker. I'm not. I don't want to see
I know
that.
Mike has two young daughters, and I imagine by the time they're teenagers, he's going to be a Republican also.
I guarantee you that will not happen, sir.
Swear me
okay,
in.
Okay, here's the creed.
I've got it. We believe. Oh, I put my hand.
stand-up?
Yeah.
We believe
that the free enterprise system is supposed to...
Do I have to really have to read this crap?
You don't have to.
I don't want to read it.
Just say I proclaim myself to be a Republican.
I declare myself to be a Republican.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a sad day for American politics.
This is a grand day. Yes, thank you.
This is a sad day. I will not applaud.
Applaud it.
I will not applaud your misguided decisions. My decision makes sure that your daughters will go to the finest community colleges that this country has to offer. That you will continue to be able to play golf on the fine golf courses that you do. And that you and I will be able to come in every day and spew our filth on the radio. Uncensored and unfiltered.
And I will tell you, Mr. Geronimo, that the door to the Democratic Party will remain open for you. And someday, you will see the light and come back home where I know you belong. Gore Lieberman, 2000.
The only way I'd quit is if they drop Lieberman from the package.
Or like one day open sex.
And no, Rob, it's not because he's a Jew. I don't care that he's a Jew.
Good.
It's because of the free speech.
He's broken a barrier.
Thank you.
Can I mention our website?
Yes.
If you want to get involved?
Sure.
I'm chairman of the Northern Virginia Republican Political Action Committee, and our website is www.northernvirginiagop.com.
Great. Give me my card. Where's my credit card? Thank you.
Great.
Oh, that's yours. What are you going
to
make?
I'm giving it to you.
Okay. So I have yours until I get mine?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Hey,
sorry about that 15-point drop in the polls today. Real sorry about that.
We'll be back.
Yeah, okay. You know what polls are, Mike.
Yes, I understand. I don't believe in them anyway. Just thought I'd mention that.
You got to rip the Republican.
All of you are invited to the inauguration.
Oh, that's very nice.
That's nice. Now, listen, hold on. I'm very serious about that. Will I be invited to the inauguration if Bush wins?
I will make sure of it.
Then I'm in. I'm in. I'm your man. Now get out of here. We got a show to do.
Very good.
A very smutty show.
I'd like to say, you know, I mean, there's a chance. You know, the door is still open. And I would just like to say, you know, Democrats, I've never seen the evidence of your presence in the state of Virginia. I want to see you. I want to see you today.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see if it happens.
Come on.
And for what it's worth.
What's the little card he gave you? What does that say?
Republican National Committee.
Very good.
Member number. Victory 2000.
Okay.
You know, look, they gave me a secret agent card.
I know. They gave you all the good stuff, and I haven't seen any evidence of the Democrats today. I just hope that they see the light and come down here. But I'll tell you right now, if they're coming down here with a membership card...
They're going to have to do
and
better.
...and a bumper sticker, they're going to have to do better.
To
the Republican
better.
Guy brought a bumper sticker and a membership card.
Mm-hmm. This is the funniest thing we've ever done.
And I will tell you right now...
I'm serious.
I know you are. That's right. Wouldn't be funny if you weren't serious.
I'm switching my affiliation.
But you have left that door open slightly that if the Democrats came down with better stuff...
I don't even need a present. If they just drop Lieberman, you know...
No, they're not going to do that.
It's not going to happen.
So you need presents. You need lots of presents.
And I need a guarantee that I'll be at the inauguration.
You know, I'd like that one, too.
Because, Frank, well, listen, you know that...
He invited me, too, but I wouldn't go. I wouldn't go when the Democrats won. I don't like those things.
You know that stupid goddamn Easter egg roll thing that they have every year at the White House?
Yeah, when was the last president who...
Bush.
I think it was Reagan.
No, we were invited with Reagan, and we were invited with Bush. With his
first term, Bush.
Well, he only had one term.
I mean, no, the first year.
First year. Yeah. We were invited as guests of the White House to go down for this big brouhaha when Reagan was president and Bush was president. Then when our guy gets in there, your guy.
My guy.
When your guy gets in there,
right.
The invitations dry up.
I know. And I will tell you that I'd like to see the Democrats step up today. But we will see. The proof is in the pudding. The proof and
proud to be a Republican,
since,
Mike.
Since, Don, I know they will not be dropping Jill Lieberman from the ticket. I know that it'll have to be a presentation with something mighty special. And
right.
You mentioned yesterday, what was the brand of vodka that you mentioned?
Grey Goose.
That'd be Grey Goose vodka and some very high quality cigars.
I like that better than Stoli now.
Really?
That's the best vodka I've ever had in my life.
Very good.
That was my $15,000 vodka that I had last night with Frida.
Got to give the Republicans their props. I mean, that guy was on the stick, and he was the chairman of the state, right?
Yes.
I mean, that's pretty together.
He's a high up muckety muck.
Yeah.
And look at him. You're right. Jesus, what a Republican he was.
Yeah.
With his square head, his little round glasses, his beady eyes.
Very white.
Well, that's my man.
There's your man right there.
Virginia Republican Creed.
You got your membership card, your Dakota ring, and everything else.
That's me. Beautiful. Okay.
You going to read that stuff?
No.
course not.
Absolutely not.
Why bother?
No, of course not. I'm just voting against the guy who doesn't want disc jockeys to talk on the radio.
It's right there in his platform. No talking on the radio.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don, welcome to the Republican Party.
Well, thank you.
You are joining the right-thinking American group. And, Mike, I'm surprised at you. I really thought you were a little bit more
dumb,
conservative than that.
Stupid.
You remember that Tony
Mindless.
Country club in Virginia.
What?
You remember that Tony Country Club in Virginia. I figured you'd be a little bit more right-thinking as well.
The Tony Country Club that is headed up by a good, solid Democrat, I might add.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Thank
Don,
you very much.
Don, congrats. That's great.
Yes, welcome.
Hey, what better
part? Hi, there goes my brother, Wendell Hall.
Wendell, come on in and congratulate Don. I mean, you were here yesterday when he was making the decision, and now you ought to come in and give him his props. Here comes Wendell Hall. He's the NRA, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, Smoot.
And he votes.
Where's Wendell Smoot Hall?
Wendell Smoot Hall, very happy today.
Where is he? Come on in, Wendell.
Here's one of your brothers.
There he is. Brother at arm.
Brother Wendell. Here he comes.
Hi, Wendell.
Hey, look.
I got me a card.
Hey, Republican buddy.
I got me a Republican National
buddy.
Committee victory card.
Look at that.
There it is. That's a card, Mike.
That's a card. Don't see any Democratic cards.
At an ATM, you'll get dollar bills with the pictures of future presidents on
it. Break out the mayonnaise.
Wendell with the line. Well, it's great, Wendell. Now we can discuss politics.
Absolutely.
Because we're on the same side.
Most excellent. I am so proud that that you've seen the light and come to join the Party of Truth.
There he is, Wendell Smoot Hall.
In the American way.
Way to go, Smoot. Republican. Thank you, Wendell.
Thank you.
Thanks for greeting me.
Hello. That's the only thing that's made me happy about this whole decision is the happiness on Wendell's face. It's the first time that I actually felt good about the decision.
Don and Mike Show.
Donnie.
Yeah.
Congratulations, enlightened American.
Thank
Welcome
you.
To the club, and I just wanted to remind you, and also Mike, that Tipper Gore, you sort of touched on already, that she's no friend of free speech either. And I wanted to know if there was an address I could send your NRA membership application to.
Okay, now listen, I'm not that nutty, okay?
Hey, these are your people. Listen to the guy. He wants to send you an application to join the NRA.
Come on, go all the way.
Go for it. Join the NRA. Charlton Heston.
Listen. My wife will kill me if I join the NRA. And if I join the NRA, there's a better chance I'll kill her. So, no, I'm sorry. There will be no guns in my home. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
Mike here.
Yes, hi.
Hi. I just wanted to ask you a question about your daughter and her $15,000 debt.
Yeah.
I was wondering, she got a new husband a little bit ago?
Yes.
Did she marry into that debt?
There's a very good chance she did.
That's what I'm trying to put two and two together for you, you know?
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Do you realize you now support two Republicans who have more for censorship than the Democrats?
Go ahead, sir. Continue. Enlighten him. Perhaps you can open his mind up.
La, 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 la.
There are two people who would do everything in their power.
I don't hear you.
Make sure the Don and Mike Show is changed.
La, 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 la.
Something a little more like the Rush Limbaugh Show.
I don't hear you. La, la, la. I don't hear you. I can vote for whoever I want to. La, la, la.
Now that you're not listening, I guess you are officially a Republican.
La, la, la.
Take it easy, guys.
Bye-bye.
Good job.
Oh, hello.
Fun.
Don and Mike Show.
This is
Don and Mike.
Isn't fun the best thing to have?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I'm out here on Germantown Road with some of our Bell Atlantic technicians. Just wondering if you guys could give us a little support.
Are you Verizon on strike?
We are Verizon on strike.
Well, what the hell are you striking for?
A lot of different things. It's not about money either, which everyone seems to think. We are basically working
for...
Hold
on, hold on. I just want to let you know that now, even if you were inclined to support this woman, you really can't because you're anti-labor.
Right. Okay, well, F you. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, I'm a Democratic activist.
You're a Democratic activist?
Yeah, I'm calling to...
Well, I'm a Republican a-hole.
I'm just trying to sway you, man. You know why the Democrats aren't down there today?
Why?
Because we have jobs, and we're working.
All right.
We couldn't take the afternoon to cruise down in our luxury car to sway you with fancy cars and stuff.
That guy did have a nice car, too.
Yeah. Did he have a nice car? Yeah, did you see his car?
Nice big Lincoln Town Car.
Really?
He did. I saw him drive away.
A town car.
Hello, turn down your radio, please. Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I wanted to talk Don and Mike, if I could.
Yeah, you're on the air, but please, for the love of Christ, turn your radio down.
It's off.
Okay, good. What can we do for you?
Actually, I wanted to ask him why they didn't have the G-Man,
Oh, listen, you dope, you're talking to us.
Oh, hey, Don. Hey, Mike. Sorry.
Jesus. Hello. Don and Mike show.
Oh, you didn't let him finish his question. He was going to ask you why we didn't have the G-Man here.
I'm going to bring him in at his first opportunity.
No!
Yeah, sure. My brother.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, Don, how come, I was going to ask you a question about the Democrat Party.
The Democrat Party.
No, let me tell you something.
Here you go, Mike.
The reason why Democrats aren't calling in is because they all want to censor the show.
Right.
Yeah, there's your Republican, Don.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah,
I know you wanted to put him on my side,
Don,
but he was squarely on your side.
Party.
Pardon me?
I'd like to welcome Don to the Republican Party.
Thank you. Well, send me your gifts. Here I am. You know, I'm waiting with hand outstretched. Here I am spreading the good word with my official I'm a Republican credit card.
Yeah, you don't need to. People don't need to send you gifts anymore because you've already made your decision.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. How are you?
Well, they could certainly send me gifts as a way of saying congratulations. Welcome to the party.
Gifts.
Hello.
Hi. I wanted to ask you a question about your daughter.
Yes.
Didn't you say, I don't know if it was like a couple weeks ago or not, that you said, we're talking about like she didn't want to have anything to do with you?
Mm. That was many years ago.
Oh, many years ago?
Yeah.
So you've been keeping in contact with her?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't real talkity about it on the radio. Not until she got married.
Oh.
I mean, but like 7 years ago, we hit our low spot, and then we didn't talk for a couple of years, and I continued to write her letters and email her, and then she called me, and we talk all the time now.
Okay, I was just wondering, because, you know, it didn't sound right. You know, I thought I heard you say, you know, you never talked to her, she didn't want to have nothing to do with you.
And, oh, that was a long time ago.
But all of a sudden, you know, she just comes back and asks for some money. I'd be kind of like, wait a minute here.
Well, no, that certainly is not the situation, but I'm not giving her that money. She's not going to write her a check anyway. Right. Hello, Don and Mike show, because now that money goes straight to the Republican Party.
There you go. You're going to give all your excess to the Republican Party.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Just want to let you know that Frank Ahearns is Republican, so you're a good company now.
Frank Ahearns? Now, how would you know that Frank Ahearns is a Republican?
He was talking about it on his chat today at 1 o'clock.
Frank Ahearns is a Republican? He doesn't look like a Republican.
Welcome to the party.
Thank you. Goodbye. Listen, everybody. Everybody's got a vote out there. Well, hi, Charlie. What was that?
That was me knocking stuff over.
Oh, he was just knocking some stuff over. I got you. Okay. One more call that we got to do a break. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yeah.
Just wanted to thank you for your service to our country, and if you could put me on hold with Cameron to send me an autograph.
I would be glad to.
All right.
Oh, ye suckers. Thank you. Hold on a second. Okay, well, you know what? I'll wait until the end of the show today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just say, my Democratic brothers out there.
Mm-hmm. Last chance.
That's an offer I didn't even expect to be extended.
And it might, if I don't hear it in the next 3 hours, then that's it.
Come on. And I'm telling you right now, if you are a member of the committee, the Democratic National Committee, we're talking about a pickup truck full of gifts to get this situation reversed here.
But right now, be the 100th caller on our toll-free line at 877-365-3636. Caller number 100, be Republican, Democrat, or, you know...
Libertarian.
Yeah, whatever.
Right.
Call in now, be the 100th caller, you get a shot at the money with the secret sound good lot.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Pretty soon we cut the chit-chat a-hole. I know that we're not in New York today. We will be tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
But we lost the tape that has all of our bumpers on it.
Really?
So this is the only one that we could find to play.
Broadcasting from the legendary studios of WNEW in New York City, here's Don and Mike.
But we're not there today.
Wow.
I mean, we'll be there tomorrow.
We've lost all our bumpers?
Yep. We lost the tape. Mike, before we get to call 100, we have a caller on the inside line. Hello?
Donald, my dear boy, how are you?
And Mike, don't you recognize the play-by-play voice of the Washington Redskins, Frank Herzog?
Hey, Frank, how you doing?
Hey. Hi, guys. Donald, I just wanted to congratulate you on what seems like a very logical decision that you've made in your own mind, payola exempted, about changing to Republican.
Yeah.
But, like Mike, I share one little concern, and there's something I'd like you to think about here when you're deciding whether or not you're going to do this.
All right, lay it on me.
Did the fact that 72 hours ago you were confined in a very small room in a hot Florida area with Sam Huff have any influence on this?
I think it might have, Frank. I really do. I think that might have had something to do with it.
I mean, it's such a rash thing, and I'm looking for what could possibly have caused it.
Yeah, he could have pushed me over the edge.
Yeah, didn't Sam run for Congress at one point in his career?
in West Virginia. By God, West Virginia.
Yeah. And you know,
those steely eyes, that, you know, that firm jaw, you might have done it.
All right. Hey, Frank, you know, I don't know if you heard me say it on the radio yesterday. I'll say it now to your face. You were really great to me during that broadcast. You really surprised me.
Oh, we had a lot of fun, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
That's the idea, babe. Never let a game get in your way.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you, Frank.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
That's Frank great. Herzog, the play-by-play man for the Washington Redskins radio broadcast.
Very cool.
You know,
that's so funny.
The more things go on, the more I get flipped out. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I know.
Who would have thought that I'd go down and do that game and Frank Herzog would be the guy
right.
who would be the help, and now Frank Herzog calling the show.
He calls the show.
That's the first. And that was funny about Sam.
Hey, love your public.
This is Sam Huff. All right, let's get a call 100 right now. Hello there, Don and Mike.
You know, I don't know what party.
Yeah, am I the 100th caller?
Sam Huff was representing.
Am I caller 100?
I would bet he's a Republican.
I'd love to know. We could find out. Head will find out.
Head, hey, Huff's one of us, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, he's one of us. Yeah, listen, you are the 100th caller. What's your name?
My name is Joe.
Joe, where are you from?
In Richmond.
Joe, call 100. You've won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss the hottest and sexiest show on TV, Sex and the City. New episodes Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on HBO.
Cool.
Are you ready to go for the big bucks?
Yeah.
Okay, $500 online. Secret sound number 7, the final secret sound in this go-round. We'll play you the sound now, a common everyday sound. 15 seconds for you to think about it. Please don't answer till Mike sings like...
Richard Nixon.
And we wish you...
Really?
Okay, now I know that... Now you're on your last leg.
Godspeed. Caller, name this sound.
Now you're going to tell me he was bad, right?
CBS News, I'm Cammie McCormick. Al Gore introduced his running mate to a campaign crowd in Nashville today, Connecticut Senator Joseph Lieberman.
You know,
my favorite.
Some people
yeah.
might actually call...
Great president he was. For $500, what does that sound?
That sounds like the sound of a gas being released from, like, a can or bottle when it's being opened.
No.
Oh, okay, well...
Not even close, but thank you.
Thanks, son.
Thank you. Very welcome. Please don't forget that every guest is a clue for you. We got something in the mail that I think is going to make you laugh. It's visual, okay. But I think we'll be able to translate it well enough. We got from a guy named Bob Hampel, who listens to us in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, and he works for the state of Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but they've come up with a new license plate design mm-hmm. in Pennsylvania. The license plates are like this. You can see it has a blue... top,
mm-hmm.
a yellow middle, and a yellow bottom.
Almost kind of cool looking.
Looks like a Visa card, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're nice looking.
Okay, and it says Pennsylvania, www.statepaus.
Mm-hmm.
And as you can see, he's sent one that says Don.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's not the only one that he sent.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Here is one that says Geronimo.
That's nice.
Cool. Okay, it's what the
I like the colors on it.
What yeah. the license tag nice. Would look like. Here's one that says Frida.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Cool.
All of these from Pennsylvania. This one says Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So he's gone through my family.
Right.
There you go. Here's Mike.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And here's a license plate that says O'Mara.
Spelled it right.
Good.
Here's one that says Laura.
Right.
Then you have Catherine.
Got that one right.
Now, I think he forgot Elizabeth because
okay.
he's now to Buzz's
right.
family.
All righty.
Then he has one that says... Buzz.
Very nice.
You know, your tax dollars at work, folks.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I mean, and these are high quality
yeah.
color copies we're looking at.
Sure, they are. They're very nice.
Then you have...
Marcia.
No, well, he wrote it two different ways. He wrote like Marcia.
Right. Both spellings.
Marcia. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then you have, here on the show, Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Toya.
Wow.
Beth. Anybody remember Bloody Beth, the redhead who worked uh-huh. here for a while?
Oh, okay, yeah, Beth, right.
Then you have Charles.
Charles.
That's a funny one.
That is a funny one, just see that one.
Rob.
Hi.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. No.
Did you see Rob?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big mistake. Huge. Biggest yeah. mistake of anybody's name.
That's he didn't right. put two B's?
Right. You know how Rob feels about that.
Yeah. Well, this one he got right. Rob A.
Hey, okay, hey. So you're covered, Rob A.
I think he did a nice job.
Then yep. he has... Broyhill. Now we're going to get to some of the more interesting licenses.
Oh, good. Very good.
Here's one for Ken. Skin tag.
Skin tag. That's great.
This is something we used to say on the show all the time. Photomat.
Photomat. Photomat.
Here's a great one. I wish you could have this one.
Yeah, effer.
The F word with ER on the end of it.
That's great.
Effer.
Can you imagine if you were able to just cruise down the highway? Of course, everybody'd have them.
Yeah. Well, here's a great one. Ass man.
Ass man. That's very good. I bet they wouldn't allow that one either, would they?
No. How about this one? Jism dog.
Is it spelled with an S or a Z?
Well, technically with a Z.
Right.
It's J-I-Z-Z. He wrote J-I-S-M dog.
Jism dog.
Jism dog. Then here's a great one. Geesh.
I bet you get away with that one.
How about this one on your car? Smegma.
Oh,
it's a brand new Pennsylvania license plate.
This guy had a lot of time on his hands.
Here is a-hole spelled out all the way.
You know, it's hysterical to see that on a license plate. You'd never really see it, but it's funny to see it that way.
Here's another good one. Bastard.
Just fuck that one. Driving with a big frown on your face.
Here you go. Funny.
Ah, that's one you might be able to get away with.
C-U-double-N-Y.
I think so.
Vish ass.
Oh, I love that one.
He put vish ass on a license plate.
That's fantastic.
And this one, now, one of his own concoction.
S-ass.
S-word ass. S-H-I ass.
It was probably late. You know, he was probably getting late in the day. He was getting tired.
Still, fun to see it in print.
Then you have satisfied. and of all of them, my favorite.
The C-word.
See you in Toledo.
There it is.
On a license tag.
Right there. You wouldn't be able to get away with that one, I don't think.
No. I don't think so.
Wouldn't that be something if that was on a woman's car?
Jesus Christ.
Driving along. There they all are.
Your tax dollars at work.
Nice job.
Well, I want to thank that guy. Guy's name is Bob Hampel.
Very nice way of promoting the new Pennsylvania license plate color scheme.
Yep, Bob. He sure did. Oh, let's see. Who is this? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, buddy.
Congratulations. Hey, my uncle, back when Sam ran for Congress back in the 70s, my uncle was the head of the Democratic Party in West Virginia. Sam is a Democrat, unless he's changed.
Sam's a Democrat?
Oh, right.
He's got a permanent West Virginia tag, West Virginia 70.
Makes me feel better about my decision.
Well, that's interesting. You know, then he didn't rub off on you at all.
I guess not. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye. Hey, as a matter of fact, when Sam Huff ran for Congress, Rob read this in a book.
It's in his book.
It was in Sam Huff's book. You want to talk about a great slogan.
This is catchy.
Now, this is not a gag. Mm-hmm. This was the real slogan that Sam Huff used when he ran for Congress.
It's in his book, Tough Stuff, by Sam Huff. Sam Huff would make a great congressman.
That's the slogan.
That's it. And there's a great picture of Sam. He's got the poster up over his mantle. He's an amazing athlete and quite a statesman.
Sam Huff would make a great congressman.
That's catchy. Was he elected, Rob?
No.
No, not at all. All right.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
What's your station in Philadelphia?
That would be W. We're not on there.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
That's all right, honey.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Were we on the weekend?
I think Tim does.
Are we on WYSP?
Yes. Tim does run it on the weekends.
Yeah, on the weekends you can hear us on WYSP.
On Saturday and Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
Cherry time slot. You know, because lots of people are up on Sunday morning at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, Sunday morning at 2.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Joe Lieberman. I just wanted to say F you, Don. If you don't like me, that's okay, but you don't have to broadcast it like this.
You've heard his feelings.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
You all see the picture of you on the post today?
That's the second time I heard like a... Did you hear that? I wonder if it showed up on the tape. You got to go back. Are we rolling tape on this?
Sure,
I might be nitpicking here.
Who's, what is the...
It's like somebody going... I heard that, and it was in my headphones.
Was it us saying it?
No, it was like somebody clearing, like a high-pitched clearing of the throat right when you went to that call.
All right, here we go.
Squawk. Sunday morning at 2.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, this is Joe Lieberman. I just wanted to say F you, Don. If you don't like me, that's okay, but you don't have...
Is it coming up after this call?
After this call.
Okay.
Broadcast it like this.
See, you've heard his feelings.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. There he is.
Did you hear the...
Hee-hee.
You didn't hear that?
Uh-uh. Replay it again, Rob.
And don't go too far back, Rob.
Okay, but you don't have to broadcast it like this.
See, you've heard his feelings.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Right there.
You all see the...
Did you hear that, Buzz?
I did. It actually sounded like Charlie Broyhill clearing his throat. I don't know how that could happen.
Is that going over the air? That sound, do you hear that? No, it's on there. It's on. Buzz heard it and I heard it.
I didn't hear it. I believe you guys. Yeah. I didn't hear it.
Maybe it's not coming through. It's like this. The sound is... And I don't think you're clearing your throat, and I don't think I'm clearing my throat, but I'm not sure what it is. Play it one more time.
Okay. My show.
You all see the picture of you on the
hold on a second.
Today?
That's the second time
rewind
I heard
it.
Like,
what? Rewind it again. See, I couldn't tell if that was the tape or you talking.
Hit two.
All right, hit it. Two. My show.
Right there.
You all see it.
What? You're losing me on that.
You've hurt his feelings.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Right there. What
is, you all see the...
You know, it must be something like... It's one of those sounds that only dogs can hear. I can't hear it. I can't hear it.
You heard it, didn't you, Buzz?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Thanks for the support, Buzz. All right.
I'm not busting your balls. I didn't hear it.
I wonder if anyone can hear it in the audience because it's really, really, it's weird. It sounds like a foreign entity clearing their throat in here.
Hello, did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it.
All right, well, there you go.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you know, you're not going to get help on the telephone.
Not at all. No, I heard it. I'm not sure where it came from. That's what I was curious. It did sound like it might have been Charlie Broyhill, but how could that go over the air?
Hold on, I do have a guy who says he heard it, too. Hello, did you hear it? Hello? Well, now the guy who wants to say that he heard it, that line's just gone dead.
I just wanted to make sure that I wasn't hearing voices.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I heard that.
You heard what? You heard what?
Sound like some air hose or something like that.
Yeah, okay. I'm real, real sorry I brought it up.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I definitely heard it. It was it was either Charlie Broyhill. If it was Charlie Broyhill, he was doing it unnaturally high. Or I'd like to say once again,
I'm doubly sorry I brought it up. We have tapped into some sort of vein. Maybe these are the people. Maybe I'm among these people that can hear us.
Maybe you know you're Jesus. Leader of them.
My God,
Lord of the Rings. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Oh, well, that's a guy who just hung up on us.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, it's Fez.
No, listen, Fez, no. I think that yesterday you have officially been banned from the show now.
Please, I really need to talk about this one more time. Please, guys.
I think
time.
Fez, we gave Fez his extra day yesterday.
No, if you're done.
The guy just come with the dookie. I got a jar of peanut butter with me.
No, Fez, no. Goodbye.
Buzz.
Not funny.
Goodbye. You're out. Hi, what, Robbie?
Nothing.
Oh, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, Don?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I heard it. You sound like somebody really faintly clearing your throat, like a, like that.
Right, it's like we have a ghost in here.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Maybe it was you clearing your throat.
When I clear my throat, you hear me clear my throat, though.
But don't you turn both microphones down when you do that?
No, just mine.
Oh, okay.
Just mine. It's like... So you just did it right there. You didn't even hear it.
I didn't.
Did
hear
you?
It. I didn't hear it. No.
Just did it again. You didn't hear it.
Didn't hear it at all.
Did it again. You didn't hear it. Hello.
Hello, Don. I was wondering when you're going to burn your first cross.
Wow. Now, Rob tells me that's somewhere in the Republican manual.
Somewhere deep inside of it. You have to go really deep. It's near the index.
Well, you sure are taking a big step for me joining the Republicans to burning my first cross.
Yeah, it's pretty significant. Well, they want to get you involved early.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yeah, buddy.
I have a question.
Yeah.
I'll believe this whole Republican thing when you and Mike actually make a bet on the outcome of the election.
Ooh, I would be up for that.
I'll be up for that.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, you know, that could be our next grand bet.
Yeah, we'll think of something. It's a wonderful bet. That's a good idea.
Does anyone approve Dennis Murphy?
Some other bet. We've already got a Dennis Murphy bet going on who wants to be a millionaire.
Yeah, it might have to be a Tom Gavin bet. We might have to up the ante. But I mean, I feel
like I'd be the winner in that bet.
It's a question of who wins.
That's what I mean. I feel good about my man.
Tom Gavin bet. What would it, I don't want Tom Gavin coming to my house, and you don't want him coming to your house.
It would have to be some type of spending time.
Lunch with Tom.
Lunch with Tom.
I think lunch is painful enough for both of us.
A lunch with Tom, like a one hour, one-on-one.
Right.
Lunch with Tom Gavin
at a nice restaurant. You know, not like a McDonald's or something. A really not business Matt's lunch.
But not the Palm, because we're already doing the dentist thing at the
Palm. No, not the Palm, but
like a nice Capitol Hill restaurant.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't have to be on the Hill, but some place where businessmen go, like where there are a lot of guys in suits.
Yeah.
A political type restaurant.
A place down like on 24th Street.
There's a Republican club.
Like by Doug's office.
That's a great, you know, or wherever we pick the restaurant, but it'll have to be upscale enough where Tom would not fit in.
I love Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don.
And you have to bring a tape recorder, of course.
You would, yes.
You would.
Absolutely.
You would. Hello.
Hey, Don, you didn't have to join the Republican Party to say, yo quiero Bush.
Right, Bush, and that's exactly why I did it. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Lunch with Tom.
Hey, hello. Don.
Yeah.
Listen, man, since you're a Republican, the Republicans are way short on good-looking chicks. I'm hoping maybe you can recruit a couple of those stripper chicks that, you know, come and visit you. What do you think?
Well, yeah, because the Democrats have so many hot chicks like Janet Reno.
Oh!
And Hillary Clinton.
That's right.
And Tipper.
You did Hillary's have Bo Derek.
You
now
did have...
on her, man.
Hold on! At your convention, you had Bo Derek. Bo Derek introduced somebody. I forgot who she introduced.
I forgot that was my convention.
It was your convention. They had Bo Derek. Bo Derek and Brooks and Dunn.
And The Rock.
And The Rock.
And The Rock.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don.
What?
I think only the Democrats can hear that noise.
You know, maybe you're right.
I mean, I heard those guys that called in and said they heard it.
Because Buzz and I were the only ones that heard it.
Right. Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yo, Don.
Yo.
That noise is that Republican laughing. You know that card he left you? It's bugged. You got to get rid of it.
Well, all right.
Cut it up right there.
You know, this whole political thing was a mistake to discuss this on the show today.
You think so?
Well, look at all these calls again from all these idiots.
I don't think it's a political thing, Don. I think it's when I brought up that sound.
I love Don and Mike's show.
That's when they all started coming. That one guy was like, heard it. Heard it.
Hello. Oh, come on, you're killing us with that. Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys picked up on the noise before that one caller, but I swear there's a noise before the previous caller.
There was. I heard that, too. I know exactly what you're talking
about. Okay, and it was kind of a wheezing noise, sort of.
Exactly. It's exactly what it was. You've got good ears, sir.
I think you've got something creeping around the studio.
We got the creepy crud in here.
Right.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
It was like a...
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, how's it going?
Hey, it's going great, thank you.
Going fine.
Hey, I called a little bit earlier and I said I heard the sound and I am a Republican.
Ah, well, that takes care of that theory.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, I'd like to welcome you to the party of Pat Robertson and Jerry Falwell. The moral majority welcomes you.
The news just keeps getting better for
it. It does, Don. You're on a roll here. Boy, I hope they come down with that gift basket.
Doesn't everybody understand why I made this decision?
No, they don't.
Plain and simple, it's censorship.
Do you expect everyone to understand a complex person like yourself?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, buddy, it's Dick Burns with you. Cages.
What?
Dick Burns with you, buddy.
Dick Burns?
Mm-hmm. Ouch.
Hello.
Dick Burns.
Mike, it didn't get funny until he said ouch.
Yep, absolutely.
Ouch.
The Dick Burns show.
Hello. I feel like we should use the one that guy gave us last week, the Leotard.
Yeah, Leotard's good, but I'll tell you, the next time we do that with at the local Kmart, Dick Burns.
Hello.
When are you buying your first handgun?
I told you I'm not going to buy a handgun. Just because I'm a Republican doesn't mean I have to have a gun.
Well, send me some NRA literature.
All right, I believe you're repeating stuff that's already been said on the show.
So he just hangs up.
Good.
Right, just hang up.
Sounds like he was spinning the chamber there.
Stupid idiot.
Stupid idiot.
Don and Mike show.
Hey, good evening, buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you want to fight censorship? That's your platform, right? Let me come down and pop a firecracker between my two pillows.
Now, listen, there's nothing we'd like better. Is this the same guy from yesterday?
Yes, Big Dave.
Big Dave, there's nothing we'd like better than for you to be able to put a firecracker between your butt cheeks. The station will not let you do that.
Fight censorship, damn it.
Well, it's not really,
man.
You know, I mean, you might call it censorship, but it's the law, actually. You know, we unfortunately, we cannot stand idly by while you blow your butt cheeks apart and, you know,
as much as we'd like you to.
As much as we would love it, we
can't. But
you
could have
can't.
Somebody lick peanut butter from a butt crack?
That does not put a person in danger.
Wow.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
What hell?
As much as you might think it would put a person in danger. Right.
Speaking of that, I think the guy with the dog might be here.
Oh, good.
I saw a guy and a girl and a dog walking by the window a while ago.
Good afternoon, WJFK.
Hi, hey, Colette, it's Don and Mike. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Hey, is the guy with the dog here?
Yes.
And his wife?
Yes.
Would you ask him if they're the peanut butter couple?
Are you the peanut butter couple? No.
No. No.
Is she the topless dog lady?
Are you the topless dog lady? Yes.
Ah, the topless dog lady.
Excellent.
Okay.
That's the lady that's going to put dog food in her mouth and have her dog eat the dog food out of her mouth while she's topless.
While she's topless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. That's going to be a good one.
Fantastic.
Oh, and I think one of the cheerleaders from the movie The Replacements is here.
Good.
So should we do a, let's do a break, and then we'll wheel her in.
Very good.
And talk to her. This is the girl who called us last week and said that she has lots of stuff to tell us about the filming of the movie The Replacements.
I saw a trailer for that again last night, and those cheerleaders sure do shake it around.
Pretty hot. Now, I don't know if she has any real stuff to tell us or if she's just a bim looking to get some airtime.
Either one's fine with me.
Yeah, me too. So we'll bring her in right after them.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool gun.
We'll talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
Time for a station break. Bakersfield, California, radio station KGEO. Greenville, South Carolina, WPEK-FM. And I give it all the plugs to WNEW in New York City.
You'll laugh until your uterus falls out. The Don and Mike Show.
Obviously, we found the bumpers.
Yeah, very good. Hey.
Oh, and if you're listening to us in Greenville on WPEK, enjoy it while you can. I got a call today from a friend of mine that the station was sold to Radio 1. Oh. That's Kathy Hughes.
Oh, really?
Which means,
yeah, that's probably going to be a format change there.
We're the wrong color to work at that station.
Yeah, they'll probably do that. That's, you know, that. Hopefully we'll pick up on another station in Greenville real soon.
If that's the case, we'd be the first whiteys ever to work for Radio 1.
Yeah.
Generally, they go in and they make it urban radio.
We'll see what happens.
But anyway, the station was sold, and I guess that they announced that today. I don't know when the sale will go through, but
okay.
I think that pretty soon we'll be looking for a new home in Greenville.
Well, if there are smart stations out there, they'll pick up the show. Sure. We have a lot of following there. That's a shame. That was a great radio station, great signal, and, well, you never know. You never predict anything.
That's one of our number one markets. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to mention that to those of you in Greenville to get you a little excited.
Mm-hmm.
Now, only one of the cheerleaders from the movie The Replacements is here. Okay. Apparently there's three of them that are coming down in tandem to tell us about Keanu Reeves and Gene Hackman.
Okay.
So we're going to wait for the other two cheerleaders to get here. And in the meantime, we're going to bring in our very first act for the What Would Ye Do for Laser Eye Surgery game. And this is the woman who's going to get topless and have the dog food eaten out of her mouth by the dog.
Here's the dog right now. What is the dog's name, ma'am?
Tuba.
Diving.
Here's Scuba.
And what is your name?
My name is Nicole.
Nicole, where are you from?
I'm from Centerville, and this is Ed.
Hold on, the dog is dragging her
away. She's a good dog, but she's not leash trained.
Scuba was going after Rob Spiewak.
She's not my dog, she's my friend Colleen's dog.
And what kind of a dog is Scuba?
She is a Labrador.
A lab.
Beautiful Labrador.
And who's that with you? Is this your husband?
No, this is my best friend's sister-in-law. So it's all in the family.
Wait a minute.
Your best friend's brother-in-law, you mean?
Brother-in-law.
I was going to say, if he was your best friend's sister-in-law, what is he, the caretaker? Is he like your chaperone, your bodyguard?
Basically, yes. Yeah. He just wanted to meet you guys.
So you have a friend's dog and you have a friend with you.
That's right.
And you're stunned to win the laser eye surgery from Witten Laser Eye Associates, TLC. What are you going to do?
I'm going to eat dog food.
Yeah.
with my top off.
Yes. You're going to put the dog food in your mouth and the dog's going to eat the dog food out of your mouth?
I have a can of dog food. I have a can opener. I have no bra on.
I just want to point out the dog is licking the bottom of my shoe. Licking the bottom of my shoe
you
right
didn't
now.
Have to point that out.
I'm sorry.
And who is the celebrity you think you most resemble? You're cute.
I knew you were going to ask that. And the only person anyone has ever told me I look like is the woman from Silver Spoons. And I don't agree with that. So
the mom? Who is Robbie Hayhead? Who was on Silver Spoons?
Erin Gray. And I don't think that was.
Oh, Erin Gray's hot.
Yeah, Erin Gray.
Hot, but
you have nice dimples and stuff.
I'm cute.
You have nice dimples. Like,
thank you. Oh, I don't have dimples.
Yes, you do.
Oh, I do.
Yes, you do. See right there where you're smiling.
Yeah, right, there. Right there with the dimples there.
Okay,
the dog stinks, though. I got to tell you something. The dog has an odor problem.
I love this dog.
You do? Okay,
I love
Scuba.
This dog.
Has Scuba, like, you know, got an ear infection or something like that? I don't know.
She's very healthy.
She's healthy.
I was trying to figure out the most disgusting thing I could do for you guys. And this, I just couldn't think of anything, but my brother suggested I popped her anal glands.
Oh, God.
Did you ever guy do that on the phone one time?
I think so.
Talk about doing that one time.
Evacuated the anal gland. I like the, you know, when you called him yesterday with the idea about the food in your mouth and the doggy, that was an immediate winner.
And topless.
Topless, I thought, would be the ringer.
Yeah, that's good. Okay, we're ready for your show.
Great, okay.
Anytime you'd like to get started.
Dog mic?
Robbie, will you help her out with the microphone so we can hear all this?
All right, do you have the dog food? You have a knapsack there with the...
dog food. I'm hoping it tastes like corned beef hash, so we'll find out.
We will find out.
What is the brand of dog food?
Science Diet.
Oh, very
Science nice. Diet. All right.
Good nutritional for a nice, healthy coat. You have the you have a can opener?
Yes, I do.
She's set.
I brought this spoon.
Oh, you're prepared.
I now, everything.
If you win, will this be for you, the laser eye surgery?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Absolutely.
We wish you the very best of luck.
Thank you.
Well, I can tell you that this doctor, Dr. Whitten, he won't F it up. He's great. He's good. He did mine.
Well, it was the Tiger Woods thing, that, and he did yours as well.
Yes.
So if it was like that $9.99 off the street kind of a thing, I would have not gone for it.
No, he's good. This costs $5,000 if he does
it. Thank you.
Now, she is now opening the Science Diet dog food.
I love you guys.
Well, we love you. Thank you.
Yes.
It's a great idea for a stunt. There's the...
I'm like, shirt first.
There's the wafting odor of the dog food.
May I see the...
Can you smell that?
Yeah. May I see the dog food can for a second? All right. Here we go.
I don't... Please don't read the ingredients.
I'm just confirming that it's really dog food.
It has a little spam-like odor to it.
As soon as she opened it, I could tell that it was dog food.
The dog is hungry.
Smell it all the way over here. Now, are you going to have to lie down on the floor? Is that what you're going to have to do?
It's up to you. I mean...
Well, the dog's got to get to your mouth.
Well...
So I think
she could sit in a chair, couldn't she?
Wait, let me just chop it up a little.
Okay.
Okay. She's eating people food on my mouth, but not dog food. When I was little, I ate cat food, but that was on a dare, so...
Okay, this is interesting.
Okay.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah. Okay.
You're going to get topless?
All right, the top.
Whoa.
Yeah. Bravo.
Hey.
Very nice breasts.
Thank you.
Very nice.
And they're
wonderful.
Real.
And they're real. Oh, yes, even better. All right, now she's about to take the
nice jugs.
Thanks.
Dog food into her mouth.
Okay, Rob, let's get the microphone down. There she has the dog. Dog food's in your mouth, right?
Okay,
yeah.
Hold
and
on.
Here she goes.
Oh, the dog is eating it.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, if that's Scuba!
If that's not
Scuba!
That is not the grossest thing I've seen.
Bravo, Scuba!
I don't know what is.
Oh, God.
She is on her knees, topless.
Mm-hmm. And Scuba really enjoyed... Did you like that, Scuba?
It does taste like corned beef hash.
As the dog food was going out of her mouth and going into the dog's mouth...
Absolutely.
She was kind of pushing it with her tongue, I guess.
Yeah, and it was almost like they were kissing. It's like they were French kissing.
Very close. But, you know, I don't swallow, so she did get every bite.
Hey, another round
of applause.
Well,
you did good.
Good job.
You did real good.
So I won, right?
Good job, Scuba.
You have to wait in. Look at her jumping up and down. You have to wait until all of the acts are done today.
You're the very first, and I will tell you, it is an incredibly
tough act to beat. That's not fair, because you gave a 4:00 deadline, and I was here, so.
Oh. Really?
Well, we're going to give everybody a little more time to get here.
We're
right now.
No, it's only fair to the other people, you know, with the traffic around here to give them a chance.
You're in the lead, though.
Well, thank you.
You're in the lead, and I would say your odds are very, very good. So don't get that look on your face yet, okay?
Off,
yeah. All of a sudden, her whole demeanor changed. You know, there was a 4:00 deadline. I'm going to kill you.
Now, we got
to
give the guy time who's going to come down and rip off his chest hair with duct tape and eat worms.
You know
what
I was going to do is the NADS thing on my arm here.
Yeah.
But, you know.
You do have hairy arms. What you did was good, though.
You did a great job, and you are the leader now, and by leaps and bounds.
Thank you. And you guys are very good looking, I must say.
Well, thank you. So are you.
Thank you. I tried to see you one time, but it didn't work out.
Uh-huh.
Well, you're welcome anytime.
Well, thanks so much for coming down. And now you have to, you know, now's the waiting game. Now's the tense part as you wait to see all the other acts that follow. If there are any. We've had these games before where you might be the only one, and then you win the eye surgery.
Well, as the first person, I mean, I just think I should get the option to return, perhaps.
All right, listen, if
I think
you,
that's fair.
If you feel the need,
there you go. Mm-hmm.
After the other acts show up, if you feel the need to come back in and do that again, we'll let you do it again.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Fair
Bye.
Enough. Thank you.
I'm going to stop that girl from taking her top off.
Absolutely.
No. And putting dog food from her mouth into a dog's mouth.
Got a little scary there for a second, yeah.
There was a 4 o'clock deadline. I'm like,
yeah.
As the dog food was leaving her mouth and going into the dog's mouth, because the dog food is so compressed.
Did we mention she was on her knees when that was going on?
Yeah. The only thing that I could equate that to is, like, when you see the old footage of the missile silos.
Right.
And the missiles coming out.
Yes. It was pretty interesting. You know, the dog
kind of looked like...
She was the aggressor.
Yeah. It kind of looked like maybe, like... A turd coming out of her mouth.
Oh,
it kind of did.
It did.
Because it was, you know, big and compressed like that.
Like it wasn't gross enough, you had to say that. There you go.
Well, what, Robbie?
I think the dog was a little overwhelmed.
The dog was frightened.
Yeah, the dog didn't like it as much as you thought he might.
The dog wanted to eat his food out of his bowl. Her bowl. I guess the dog was a she. Scuba was a she.
And the dog kept backing up. And you know when you can see a dog's knuckles when it's really trying to back up? Yeah, this was a dog.
She kept going for it.
Forceful
she was,
woman.
She was forcing herself on that dog.
Very much so. I sure hope she wins.
Will.
Jesus, if she doesn't, I'll tell you, we'll take a secret way home tonight.
I sure hope she has to come in and do it again.
Well, we've given her the opportunity to come back in and see if she can wow us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Tom.
Hi, buddy.
Hi, Tommy.
Hi there. What is this? Is this eye surgery contest?
Here's one of our lunch companions.
This is the eye surgery contest. Hi, Tom.
Hi there. What's going on?
Everybody, it's Tom Gavin. You know him as Tom the Monster.
Yeah.
Good roar, Tom.
Here he is. What can we do for you, Tom?
Hey, can you send me on a trip?
Now, Tom, we have got a bet going, though, with the election that whichever candidate wins, one of us will have to have lunch with you. Could you possibly spell election for us?
Election?
Yes.
ELCENCER.
Perfect.
Right.
Perfect job.
How about lunch? How do you spell lunch?
LUNCH.
Hey.
Very close.
There you go.
Almost, Tom. How about breakfast?
Nope.
Can't do breakfast,
can't
huh?
Spell it?
Huh.
Because we can't have... There's not going to be no breakfast tomorrow because... What's his name had a heart attack. He's in the hospital.
Oh, you mean so the breakfast at your group home is canceled tomorrow?
Not yet.
Somebody had a heart attack?
Yeah, he had a heart attack. He's in the hospital.
How's he doing? Is he doing okay?
We don't know anything yet. He's in a coma.
Tom, please give our best to the family of what's-his-name.
Yeah.
When what's-his-name was well and he did have breakfast, what did he normally have for breakfast?
Bacon and eggs.
Really?
Excellent.
Well, please pass along very best to what's-his-name.
How do you spell coma?
C-O-C-O-M.
That's it.
C-O-M-A.
Hey, very good.
Very close. Well, you know, now he's almost getting all these words.
He got lunch and coma.
How about bacon, Tom? Can you spell bacon?
B-A-N-K-I-N-G.
Perfect. Thank you.
Guy.
There you go.
All right, Tommy.
Well, Central Bacon, Tommy.
Tom, our very best to the guy who is in the hospital with a coma. What's his name?
His name is Vince.
All right. Okay, our best to Vince.
Vince, what's his name?
Yeah, well done. How about one more roar before we let you go, Tom?
Yeah!
Right, thank you. Bye, Tom.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Tommy.
How you doing?
I'm good, buddy. How are you?
What's going on?
We're doing a show here.
Yeah?
Yeah. All right, we got to run, Tom.
Where's Dennis Murphy at, man?
He's just working on being the best guy we have on the show.
It's me, buddy. I'm the best guy.
No, Dennis is.
Dennis is number one, Tom.
Hey, I'm the one that's best guy on the show. Dennis is not.
All right, Tommy. We got to go.
Anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary. Happy anniversary, Don.
There you go.
Thank you, Tom.
Very nice.
All right, goodbye now. And he's out of our lives.
He's gone.
He's gone.
Like the wind.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey, buddy.
I just want to complain and say it sucks that you guys are going to be possibly going up there in Greenville.
Well, you know, now I'm only saying that because I want to say it before people start calling us when they read it in the newspaper tomorrow that the station was sold.
I've been listening to you guys ever since that you came on the air here, and I think it sucks, and I hope you guys get a new radio station here.
And frankly, the reason that I think that they'll probably can the format is that even though our listeners reward us
mm-hmm.
with great number one ratings in Greenville, the rest of the station just sucks ass.
Oh, does it really?
I mean, yeah, they got no numbers the rest of the day. So more than likely, they'll change the format.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, we...
black station?
I sure hope that we will pick up with another station.
Yeah.
Is it going to be a black station on the air there?
Well, the lady who bought it is Kathy Hughes, and she owns a company called Radio One, and yeah, that's their format.
Well, you guys are, you know, black friendly, I guess you'd say. So
well, it's not even an issue so much of color. I think that she runs radio stations where they play records.
Yeah, okay. It's a music format that is heard on a lot of those stations.
We already have a crappy black star. Ethnic radio station here, I guess you'd say, so.
All right, now you'll have a good one.
All right, thank you. Good, goodbye.
I think that we just entertained that call from South Carolina.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How the hell are you doing? Hello?
Hello there.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, darling.
Hi. Hey, it's a story. Listen.
Oh, excuse me, this is a man. I thought it was a woman.
It's a man, baby.
It's a man, baby. Do you know who this is?
No.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Who are you?
Chris Tucker.
Are you trying to do a Chris Tucker? Are you doing, like, Rush Hour?
Yeah, hell yeah, man. Look at me, Clyde. It would take me all day to kiss your fat ass.
See, because you never saw Rush Hour, did you, with Chris Tucker and Jackie Chan?
No. Oh, man, that guy karate-tized my ass so many times.
Oh, Chris Tucker, was he also in the Bruce Willis movie?
No, he was against someone.
Yes, he was. He was in the Fifth Element.
Fifth Element, right.
He was. I like Rush Hour. It's a stupid movie. I like it.
Yeah, but it's only PG-13. You know, it can't be too violent.
Well, you had that one part right where he's screaming at Jackie Chan when he gets off the airplane. Do you understand what I'm telling you?
So, you know, he said like something like this, man. Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
No, but he says it louder. He's yelling at him.
Yeah, because he just got off the train and stuff like that.
Right.
Here's the story. Have you ever seen Money Talks?
With Chris, yeah, sure.
That is, oh, he's better in Money Talks than he is at Rush Hour.
Have you seen that one with him and Charlie Sheen?
No, and I'm so glad that you have. I'm so glad that you've seen these fine films because otherwise I would not know what to say. I would not have any idea what to say. Rush Hour and what is the other?
Money Talks.
Money Talks and Rush Hour.
Right there, that's your Chris Tucker collection.
Yeah, Chris Tucker. And
those two movies.
And Fifth Element. He was also in Fifth Element. That was a big movie.
He played a homo in the Fifth Element, that a homo DJ, although...
He is a homo.
I guess he wasn't a homo in that movie, because in that movie, didn't he, like, get it on with a stewardess?
I'm not sure, but I think he was always wearing, almost cross-dressing it, right?
He always wears a tank top because he wants to show off his big-ass muscles.
Right. You know what he is? He's Chris Rock light.
No, Chris Rock is so much funnier. He's, like, a nice build. You know, he's short and skinny. Man, I mean, he's good. He's a funny guy.
He's Chris Rock light.
Yeah, he's Chris Rock Lake.
He's a Chris Rock wannabe.
We don't need friends, cool. We live in Tall Salad Man in school. he's not fit to kiss my ass.
No, Chris Rock is good. He also has a TV show, by the way.
Okay, listen, you're kind of wearing me out on this Chris, whatever. Which Chris are we talking about?
Chris Tucker.
Chris Tucker, you're wearing me out on that, and I'm aware of the fact that Chris Rock has a TV show. Thank you for your call.
I love your show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Interesting.
I do like that stupid movie Rush Hour, though.
I've never seen any Jackie Chan movies, but, you know, they're popular.
Hello.
The kids like them.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Kids seem to dig his style.
Kids seem to dig his style.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, the Don and Dr. Laura show. Whoa, whoa.
What?
I don't get that.
Don and Dr. Laura? Showing up in the right wing?
What?
You guys are hooking up in the right wing.
What?
What are you talking about?
Dr. Laura?
What about Dr. Laura?
Well, since you're voting Republican, that's high cheese on. So I figure you guys might be doing a show together in November.
This guy is...
You're a douchebag.
You are so out of your depth.
Don't want to hear a good story?
Don't try it again. You're not qualified. Remember, you're not... Just if anybody ever tells you you're qualified to call any radio program, remember you're not, and you found out today.
You sure?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I got my own show, though.
Right.
Right, I'm sure. And it's playing in your head.
It's a douchebag hour.
It's playing in your head right now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Goodbye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I got an idea for that girl that has a dog in there.
Yeah?
If she wants to have a second chance... You ought to have her put the dog food on her breasts.
You know, if she's listening, if she wants to come back in and give that a try.
Absolutely.
I don't see why, if she wants to get a leg up, or in this case, a breast up on the competition.
She was very concerned about having a last chance, and since she was here first, we will give her that last chance, and if she wants to entertain your idea...
She wants to do it.
She wants... She nodded her head.
Bring her back in.
All right.
Well, that's at the end of the contest.
Right, let her come do it now if she wants to. Let her put on a second act to sway the judges.
Would you give her a third act if it was necessary?
Of course.
Oh, dear.
Give her a fourth act.
Only one place to go there.
Yeah, I know.
A couple.
I know the peanut butter spot. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Listen, I know very few people ever call you up with a compliment that's real. Usually they have an agenda or it's a left-handed compliment. But this is a true compliment. That guy called up and said that you guys are a black-friendly show. I have never heard any radio show other than yours where... People, you guys have never stooped to a cheap black joke. You don't do black voices. You don't do, you know, I mean, Mike does Chris Rock, but he does anybody.
Well, listen, whatever you're saying is very beautiful, but the girl's just come back in to put dog food on her breasts. So
I'm going
to
hang up so I can watch.
I'd like to point out that this type of entertainment cuts across all racial lines.
Yes, it does. Sure does.
Absolutely.
So did you hear that guy who called and said that you should put the dog food on your breasts?
No problem. I do tongue tricks, too, as the dog owner. Wanted me to point out, Colleen.
You do tongue tricks?
I do.
What kind of tongue tricks do you do?
I only have one good one, but
What is it? Oh, no, that's a visual. Did you see that, Mike?
Yeah, she was making her tongue look like a little worm.
Curling.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, fascinating.
Okay, we'll do the thing with the dog food.
Right now this one you'll have to lie down for. And the dog, do you think the dog's going to go for it? You think Scuba's going to go for it?
It's a very good dog.
There, the top is off.
All right.
Now, don't put the dog food by your nipple, though. I mean, would worry about the dog biting your nipple. How about right between your boobs? Right between them.
Very good.
Lay down.
All right. Okay.
Almost like if the dog wanted to fitty tuck her.
Scuba's eating the dog food off her breast. Right away. Absolutely. Going nuts. Good job, Scuba. Now he's licking the whole area.
Oh, my.
Yeah, Scuba.
Oh, my.
Scuba enjoyed that area more than eating. It was
off of other places.
He was more willing to eat the dog food there than when it was in your mouth.
Well, you might want to think, if you need to perform a third act to sway us, you might want to think about where the next logical spot would be.
Should I do that now, or should I come back for the kicker?
You should probably come back for the kicker.
Come back for the kicker.
Okay,
absolutely.
I'm here for the long run, baby.
All right. She wants that laser eye surgery.
She's in first place. Listen, I want to tell you.
She's in first place by leaps and bounds.
Whoever else comes in is really going to have to perform the hell out of us.
Absolutely.
Because listen to this.
I mean, this lady is here on time.
That's right.
It's her second.
Very prompt.
She's gone above and beyond the call of duty.
Topless. She fed the dog food out of from her mouth to the dog's mouth, and the dog just ate dog food off her boobs.
I mean, this is a very tall order. It's going to be almost impossible to beat.
Thank you.
Think about seeing 2015.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Think about it. But you might have to come back for that third and final act.
Whatever you guys want.
There you go. Okay.
Well, you know what I'm thinking.
That's what I call a winning attitude.
Hi, Mom.
A winning attitude. Hi, Mom, she said.
I'm thinking down by her place.
Yeah, well, I mean, that is the logical step.
Huh. Right.
Mr. Scholarship winner.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, man, I'm a little bit pissed off right now.
Really? Why?
Because you'll let this whore, let a dog eat dog food off her boob, but you won't let me come in there and do what I do.
What are you talking about, the firecracker?
No. This is the 15-foot guy, the guy who can jizz 15 feet.
Hey. That's the only thing I can do.
Yeah, I know it is.
Okay, you call him.
He's game. Let her stand across the room and open her mouth and I'll...
No. Hey.
Jesus, get off the...
Hey.
Jesus. Hey, Jesus.
Hey.
Hi there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, I just talked to a receptionist at WPEK. Spoke to them. They said they weren't going to be finalizing the sale until the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And they did not plan on changing format, although...
Gee, now let me think how many times radio stations said that.
I had to take it with a grain of salt myself.
Right. Thank you.
Oh, hey, tell the Jizz Master to videotape it and send it to him and prove it to you. Then maybe I'll have you on the air.
Yeah, but who wants to see that?
Not me.
I'll tell you, I'll be honest, I want to see...
Well,
I want to stop
them from calling you.
I want to see the dog eat the peanut butter.
Well, indeed.
But I don't want to see.
And you're almost guaranteed you're going to see dog eat dog food.
Yeah, dog eat dog food out of her place.
This is a scholarship worker.
Hello. Not in my show.
Hmm?
Hello.
Hello?
I deleted that out.
There you go.
Dope.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi. It's going great, thank you.
Good. Hey, I got a solution to your little NSYNC problem with that song that nobody seems to like.
What's he talking about?
I don't know.
When you do that May thing?
Yes.
It's gonna be May.
Yeah, I have a different song you can use so people quit calling and whining about it.
No, thanks for catching up to the show, sir.
We've already established that that's our song when we want to talk about that disc jockey.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, listen, I just got in the car not too long ago, and I know y'all sometimes give guys a hard time that are catching up. But please tell me what this woman looks like that's having the stuff going with the dog. About wrecked twice thinking about it.
Erin Gray, if you remember
Silver Spoons.
Oh, dear God. Yeah. Well, thanks a lot, guys. I appreciate it.
She's no pig.
Very cute.
No, I tell you what, it sounds good to me.
She's hot.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, I'd like to talk to Don and Mike, please.
You're talking to us.
Oh, great.
Hey.
I was just talking to some other crackpot from south of the... Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, what the hell was that?
Hey, this is Mr. 40. Hey, Mr. 40, how you doing?
I bet he heard that sound, Mike.
Yeah, he heard that sound. Absolutely, Mr. 40.
Hey, Mr. 40.
What's up, fellas?
What are you having today?
Old English 800.
Yeah. Old English 800.
I bet that's going down smooth.
Actually, this is 800 ice.
Hey, Mr. 40, when are you going to come down here and drink with us?
Man, I think I'm going to go out of town and go to the beach next week. And
Mr. 40, is it,
that.
You just don't want to come down and drink with Whitey? Is that what it is?
Oh, no, hell no, no. Boy, I had 340 the time I came up. You guys just, you know.
No. Listen, you didn't come in because you didn't let us know that you were here. You just left the beer at the front desk.
Boy,
you
said she went back and said something about after the first break, and I just couldn't wait.
Ah, see, it's on you, Mr. 40. Listen,
yeah,
our doors
are open.
Our door is open anytime you want to come down and bring the 40s.
Now, you know I got to make one little joke.
All right.
Republicans can drink 40.
Yeah. Yes.
That's
a joke. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, Mr. 40. Republicans can drink 40. You know, I'll tell you something, Mr. 40. Dick Cheney had a tall one right before he got up and made his speech.
Yeah, come on down. Mr. 40, you got to come down sometime before the end of summer.
Definitely, yeah.
Just to take the third seat in the studio and just spend the show with us drinking.
Yeah, drinking.
As soon as I get back in town, I'll be there.
All right, Mr. 40.
All right.
All right.
Bye. He's drinking a 40 every day listening to the show.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You guys need to give this girl her laser eye surgery.
Well, listen, we have other contestants who have yet to perform.
No way! She is earning her... Oh, my God, that is so disgusting. You guys are a bunch of freaks.
I will tell you that the judges are all smiling favorably on her at this time.
Yeah.
Here now, gentlemen.
Imagine! That is disgusting. You've got to give it to... Don't make her do anything else with that dumbass dog.
Well, no, listen, no matter what happens, she's going to be... doing one more act today on this show.
And I'll tell you something.
That's got to be crossing some serious lines at this point.
Oh, my God.
Well, listen, if you don't like it, honey, you should probably turn the radio off.
Well, I would if that gets to that point. That's disgusting. Okay. But legally, I think you're not supposed to be able to do that.
Really? And what law is that that says you can't have it?
Isn't that like crossing the bestiality laws? Or
listen, you are one uptight cunny. You really are.
No, it's not uptight. That's gross.
She's not having sex with the dog. The dog is eating food off her body.
Mm-hmm. And you know, deep inside, you want us to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And you know what?
No, actually, I think you should put the dog food on your little Johnsons and let the dog eat it there.
Ah, you see, that's what you want.
See, but we're not doing that. We don't need the laser eye surgery.
That's right.
Give her the surgery. She deserves it.
That's
goodbye, guy.
God. Go to hell.
Okay?
Dumb witch.
That's a weird call. It's like she enjoyed it, she didn't enjoy it. What was going on with her?
I don't know.
Thank you for calling, Mrs. Lieberman.
She definitely wanted us to put it on our thing, so. Uh-huh. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
How about I come down and eat the food in between her breasts or her private place?
No, no, that's only a dog can do that.
Everybody's getting crazy now.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Don?
Yes?
How's it going?
Hey, buddy.
You're a hard guy to get in touch with.
Right.
How'd you enjoy those Opus?
Are you the guy who brought me those cigars that day?
Yes, I am.
I gave your business a plug, J.B. Sims.
Excellent. Well, actually, I wasn't in it for the plug. I just wanted you to enjoy the cigars. I just wanted to know if you wanted to score a box of Opus at a reasonable price.
Of course. Hold on, please.
Sure.
Hold on a second. Christ, it's my favorite cigar in the world, Opus X.
Yeah, if anybody else wants to, you know, do a business transaction, just give us a call right here.
on the request line. Well, those cigars are impossible to find, Mike.
It's just, that's usually a call that you would make on the business line. So, I thought, if the guy was, like, giving you a gift or doing a bid or something like that, but it's like, hey, Don, listen, I got a good price for you. Yeah, hold on a second.
Well, the sad thing is, I'll buy them from the guy. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Now, we've been looking for this place for months. My men were in the chopper when it went down. Said you cooked up a story and dropped the six of us into the meat grinder. What happened to you, Dylan? Used to be a man I could trust.
What movie is he doing?
I'm not sure.
I woke up. Why don't you? You're an asset. An expendable asset. And I used you to get the job done. Got it?
What's the movie?
My men are not assets. And we don't do this kind of work. Predator One.
Thank you.
You know, sometimes somebody does it with such reckless abandon.
He was great.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, did you get the article today in the Washington Post? As opposed to...
Oh, yeah, the wonderful 5-year-old picture of us.
Yeah, I just want to hear your response to it.
Yeah. Well, what was the response? It was a useless article in the Post.
Yeah, it's just his usual crap, his agenda.
You know, it really was an article today in the Washington Post, really an article about Opie and Anthony.
It
right,
was.
Who are not heard in Washington, D.C., you know, but he wrote about the girl taking her top off on the Today Show,
mm-hmm.
and then went on to talk about how other disc jockeys, do stuff involving naked girls. And basically, here's the message of his article today in the Washington Post. If you have naked girls on your show, as we're doing today,
right.
It signals laziness in a format that looks as though it's running out of ideas. Whipped out too often, it feels like desperation. In radio, the hallmarks of good comedy are wit, cleverness, and well-written shtick.
Well-written.
But they are hard, and they take thought and imagination. On the other hand, what's an easy, guaranteed way of getting guys to tune in and laugh? By now, you should know the answer.
You know, this sanctimonious bastard, I will tell you right now, nobody wrote the manual on comedy. What's funny to one person is not funny to another person. There are no standards. This guy has the stick so far up there, it's impossible for him to have any ability to write an objective column.
And Jesus, this picture. You know, this is one of the pictures where we look like we're modeling clothes for the JCPenney catalog.
Hi there.
Hi, it's an awful thing. I hate that picture. It's an old picture. Yuck.
But I'll tell you something. This guy, that's the one thing. We used to talk about that show, Inside the Comedy Mind with Alan King,
where
they would talk about the serious business of comedy.
It's a show that used to be on Bravo, and it used to crack my eyes up. Mike watched it all. I think you may have turned me on to it, where it was Alan King sitting down with a guy like Billy Crystal.
Right.
And basically the two of them, they go, Billy, tell me something. When you come up with a comedy bit,
right.
How do you do it?
Yeah.
Tell me. And Billy Crystal would answer him seriously. Like,
right.
Well, in my mind, I picture the punchline. And
right.
I picture how far the audience will let me go. And I figure what the word is that I say when the audience will know that the joke's coming up. You're brilliant. You're brilliant. No, Alan, you're brilliant. No, Billy, you're brilliant. Yeah. This is Inside the Comedy Mind.
It is so ridiculous. And it's so funny. I find it funny when people try to overanalyze comedy. I mean, you can talk about this being lazy, this being funny, this is what people like. But the bottom line, I mean, from the time Jesus was a little boy, if somebody trips, falls into a wall, farts, picks his nose in traffic, things make people laugh. And if you start trying to say, this is the way it should be, you don't get it and you don't have a sense of humor, Frank Ahearns.
Funny is funny, and we do our share of naked girls on the show. We do our share of naked guys. But listen, Listen to how much we do it.
Right.
We don't do it every day.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do it every week.
But we're going to continue to do it.
Yeah, but to hear his article today, that's like all our show's made up of.
Right.
And that's why we're popular.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know, anytime, you know, I think Dennis Miller said about Jerry Lewis, he doesn't laugh at Jerry Lewis when Jerry Lewis is trying to be funny, but when Jerry Lewis is trying to be serious to talk about comedy, uh-huh, that's when he finds Jerry Lewis funny.
Oh, and hold on. Here's the example he gives of the type of radio he likes. This is in Frank Ahern's column today. Some talk show hosts still do well-developed bits.
Right.
Some of Don Imus's celebrity impressions come to mind.
Don Imus does celebrity impressions?
But naked vulgarity, usage intended, is the creeping rule.
Oh, God.
Please, I got a creeping rule for you.
This is a guy that is writing about a very cutting-edge, hip medium that tries to stay on top of the issues of the day and the trends of the day, and this guy is just out of it. He is completely out of it.
It's
amazing.
You know, I don't want to say anything, but it looks to me like a homo might have written this article.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think a real man would just write, hey, they have naked girls on. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I don't know. I don't know if he's a homo or not.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I don't. And I don't know anything about his sexuality.
So you're saying that perhaps someone who would really not care for naked breasts on the radio would not be into girls?
Yes.
Yeah,
and you know what? Maybe not.
Fair assessment.
Maybe not homo. Maybe asexual.
Asexual. Like maybe no genitalia whatsoever.
Right.
Nothing down there. Completely smooth.
Right.
You know, just the basic, you know, holes to take care of business.
And what I feel bad for is Opie and Anthony, because really, that's who he wrote the article about.
Right.
You know, and again, that's the problem with Frank Ahern's. He writes about a show that's not heard in Washington, D.C.
Right.
Right. And he writes the whole article really about what Opie and Anthony did with the girl on the Today Show, but then he puts our picture in there.
Puts our picture in there to give us a big F you. That's why right. He does it.
Okay. You know, they just don't stop.
Because he's a dope.
Oh, he's still. You know what? He is actually, I think he may have eclipsed the other guy.
I really think he's at least tied with the first dink, with the slumlord. I really
do. You think
so?
Absolutely. I think this guy is going more crazy than the slumlord used to go. He just can't stand it.
Well, he's obsessed with us.
Yeah,
he's
really obsessed with us. At least, I'll give you this. The slumlord, the guy who used to write the column in the Post, he would try to hide the fact that he was obsessed with us.
Yeah.
I don't think Frank Ahern's is able to hide the fact that he's absolutely obsessed with us.
That's amazing. It really is.
Okay.
It's funny.
So that's the latest. That's from the Washington Post. We have to do a break. We'll be right back.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
We only have 5 or 8 guys that do what I do. The world needs our nonsense more than we need dramatic actors. We should take some of those wonderful dramatic actors and teach them how to take a fall.
This is the story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world. And what she looked
so sad in photographs. They weren't real.
When she
smiled. Don Geronimo, Michael Mayer.
You notice how he likes doing that now? He come in to talk to me.
Yes, Charlie Broyhill we're talking about.
Yeah. Just as the record is starting. You know, give me that blank-eyed look. It made me take my headphones off.
Here he comes.
To say,
here comes the minister.
Here he is now. Hi.
Would you have heard me with your headphones on?
No, but why did you wait until
I have a timer to know when the stop set is almost over.
Okay, gotcha. Yes, but we would like the guy with the dog to perform. And
I believe it's a guy with a girl.
The guy with the girl and the dog, and the cheerleaders are here. From
sounds
the
like
place.
A new sitcom, a guy, a girl, and a dog.
We'll get all of them in a second.
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Sure.
Thanks for your support.
Right.
Right, goodbye.
There he goes, the Minister of Information.
Mr. Helper.
Charles Broyhill.
Listen, now I do have something that Big Gum Jim just gave me from the WashingtonPost.com.
Ah.
This is where Ahern's goes online and talks to people every week.
Every Tuesday.
And there's a bunch of mentions of us.
In this online
column. Some of the things he says are actually surprising. Mm-hmm. Stuff that I bet he'd never have the balls to write in the radio column.
Right.
And some of the things he writes, we'll let you know exactly how he feels about us. For instance, somebody writes, and I guess this was today. I don't know what time
was
this
it
is.
Today? Okay, yeah, because this is the day he does
what,
it, right?
1 p.m.
Tuesdays at 1.
It says right here, Radio Talk, Tuesday, August 8th, 1 p.m.
Right.
Okay. Here's the first mention of us. Rockville, Maryland. Can it be true? Did you really mention Radio Gods Don and Mike in today's column and feature their picture? Has hell frozen over? And here's his answer. Satan is chucking snowballs and Hitler is licking a snow cone.
Wow.
That's odd. Okay, so that's the first mention of us.
I know what he thinks of us.
Okay. Then we have this. Frank, there's an article in Radio Digest this week that suggests that answers a question from last week about the trouble between Don and Mike and their brother DJs, Opie and Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he's going to write about the disc jockey who doesn't want to be talked about.
Mm-hmm.
In a nutshell, it explains that Opie and Anthony have been openly critical of... I'm just going to use this instead of playing It's Going to Be Me.
Yeah, okay. All right. Okay.
Opie and Anthony have been openly critical of and is using his leverage as the 800-pound gorilla at Infinity to effectively put a gag order on any Infinity DJ mentioning his name. What I find interesting is until they had a show in New York, any mention of or his whack pack would immediately get the caller cut off, bullied, or shouted down. Now, they seem to have taken a 180-degree turn trying to bait. Why can't Don and Mike simply admit that if hadn't taken the bold and highly risky step of pushing good taste to the limit, that they and the rest of the wannabes wouldn't have a show at all?
Okay, so that's one of his fans there, right?
Then he writes, he may not be for everyone, but without him, you wouldn't have the herd of disc jockeys today.
Okay.
Mm. And then here's the answer from Frank Ahearns. Your point is well taken.
Of course.
Let me see. Then he writes, love him or hate him, was a trailblazer in his form of radio. What's interesting, though, although Don and Mike have knocked off to an extent, their show has gotten knocked off by tons of imitators. It's an incredibly emulative business. And then he writes in quotes, if it worked in Tulsa, it will work here.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the next mention of us. Now, this is something that he's never written in the newspaper.
Right.
Never.
Okay.
The question, Washington, D.C. There is much talk about the morning drive shows. How about the afternoon shows? Do WPGC and WKYS rule the airwaves at that time as well? And here's his answer. In afternoon drive, WJFK's Don and Mike routinely crush even their nearest competitor. Now, why can't he write that in the newspaper?
That'd be nice.
Because he can't. Because he can't.
He won't do it. He doesn't choose to do it.
WKYS's afternoon show took a dive in the most recent ratings, and PGC is doing okay in the ratings. Doug and Lorna on WHUR frequently come in second or third behind Don and Mike.
That is true.
Okay, then we go through a bunch of other stuff. And, okay, here's another one for us. Frank. In references to the post about and Don and Mike and Opie and Anthony, here's my two cents. While blazed his own trail, longtime Washingtonians have heard Don and Mike do the same through their fights over content at WAVA to WJFK. Make no bones about it, did his share, but so did they. Plus, there were others before, like Steve Dahl in Chicago, who did it before. And as for the 800-pound gorilla gag order, it's simple. Don and Mike now compete with in New York. Why not take this golden opportunity handed them and Opie and Anthony? It makes perfect sense to me what both shows are doing. Has given them the advantage, and they are running with it. Your thoughts? And here's his answer. Good points all. I think we'll re-up with Westwood One and continue to rule mornings. You know, he doesn't work for Westwood One.
Right.
And Don and Mike and Opie and Anthony will continue in their other day parts. Okay.
He knows so little about the business, though. You know, when you see that with the Westwood One comment, that's hysterical.
Right, now here you go. Here's one that's nice about you. Frederick, Maryland. Hey, Frank. And have you noticed, like, during this whole chat, virtually the entire hour online chat is about us.
Right.
It's often the case,
I think.
Hey, Frank. One hallmark of good comedy you forgot to mention was improvisation. Some of the funniest things I've ever heard on radio were unscripted. Don and Mike have brought me to tears on more than one occasion during phone scans or on the several tangents they take every day. I've been listening to radio for over 30 years, and as far as impressions go, there's no one I've heard who's better than Mike.
Right.
Not necessarily because he might sound exactly like the person he's imitating, but because he injects the person's personality into it. I have never laughed while listening to Imus. By the way, how were you able to listen to Don and Mike at 10 p.m. at the beach? What station were you listening to?
There is somebody who pays attention. That's funny. And that is great. I can't wait to hear what he says to that.
You make a good point about Don and Mike. They are very good at improvising, and Omera's impressions are usually very good. While at Bethany Beach a couple of weeks ago, I wrote about beach radio. The opening part was about a riff about riding in a car listening at night. Elsewhere in the column, when I was describing what else was on the dial, that was dial hopping I did at different times of the day.
Yeah, but you didn't write it that way.
I got Don and Mike on an AM station in the afternoon.
God, he's a ween.
And
you can justify anything when you write a column.
All right, now here's another one. This is just where he's a dope. Hey, give me one of the Johnny Cakes tapes.
All right.
Let me explain to you what this next thing is. Have you heard during the news when Buzz will have a tape and he'll cue me for the tape and he'll say, now here is the President of the United States, and instead of playing the tape Buzz gave me, I'll play one of these.
That's not good.
And it's totally, you know, it's just a guy that's on the show here in Washington that comes on after us, the Sports Junkies, and we like his voice, and it's funny. And
it's going to be ugly.
It's silly.
Yeah, right.
It's
we love Johnny Cakes.
It makes no sense.
Mm-hmm. And it is a roundabout way of promoting them, since they're the show that comes on after us.
And it's hysterically funny because it doesn't fit.
Right. Okay, well, here's the question. Frank, what are the rules about using bits from other radio programs? I noticed that Don and Mike, when I tune in at 7:30, hoping they're through, often use the voices of some of the junkies. Are there rules about these things, or is everything open to new and creative use? And then he writes, they're in the house and the same syndication, so they cross-promote each other. And he gets another question about this. Wait, I don't understand. Don and Mike mocking Cakes is a cross-promotion? And, of course, you know, we're not mocking Cakes.
No, but you know, just idiot. Cakes is in the hallway outside, and we're throwing the football together while this is going on, and we always make sure that he hears it.
Let me see. Or are they just allowed to use bits from one another because they're owned by the same people?
Oh, God.
Thanks for the explanation. And then Ahearns writes, yes, it's all promotion. Remember, it's all showbiz. When Don or Mike or anyone mock their bosses, it's usually showbiz. And the junkies hang around outside the Don and Mike studios, typically throwing a football, waiting on to go on the air. Sometimes they appear on the tail end of Don and Mike's show.
How does he know that?
Yeah, how does he know that?
How does he know that?
That I don't know.
Now, could he perhaps be hanging out in the parking lot just stalking?
I don't know. So my point about this online chat is there are some things he writes that are true.
Right.
I wish that he would distinguish, like when someone writes that we're mocking Johnny Cakes, that we're not. I guess he did kind of explain that to that person.
Yeah, he said we're promoting it, and that's exactly what we're doing, you know, but we're having fun more than anything else.
Right. While he does allow our listeners to get in their points, mm-hmm. like about why our show is different from that show, the thing that I think is most telling is the very first question, and I'll repeat that one more time.
Okay.
From Rockville, Maryland. Can it be true? Did you really mention radio hosts Don and Mike in today's column and feature their picture? Has hell frozen over? And his answer? Satan is chucking snowballs and Hitler is licking a snow cone.
Yeah, he's talking about, you know, hell, yes, has frozen over. Yeah. He's won. And you can read other things into it, but I think that's all he's saying. He's saying hell is frozen over.
You read it like you do.
Yeah, I just, you know, hearing it the second time, you know, he could make a case that that's what he was talking about.
And why is it so tough for him to write in the newspaper what he's written? Like, remember when the ratings came out recently, and we said that he scripted it so as you would think that we did great in one demographic but not great in the other?
Yeah, he kind of diminished our accomplishment, which he's done many times before.
But how come he just can't write in the newspaper what he writes here on a computer?
Good question.
An afternoon drive, WJFK's Don and Mike routinely crush even their nearest competitor.
That's it. You'd never see that. We've never seen that sentence in the newspaper.
You never would.
Right.
But I guess we got to thank everybody that that gives all this crap to him every week.
Yeah, he's a strange bird, this guy. I mean, I think he, you know, he's trying to control his hatred. He's trying to keep his hatred as under wraps, and he's having a very difficult time doing it.
Oh, well, it's fascinating.
It is. It's this dynamic, you know, these guys, you know. I think, you know, there's definitely a pattern, because we've had three of them now that we've had, you know, problems with, and we will get on and talk about how we didn't like something that they wrote, and then the agenda begins, and they just, it's always a punching match. It really is. And some guys really go nuts on it. But you know what they don't understand is that one or two fair shakes, really legitimately fair shakes, we probably back off a little bit, but we never get them.
I mean, you know, I'm big enough to say, I read some of the stuff. Some of the stuff he wrote about this in this online chat was true.
Right.
It was fair. It was accurate. I just wish that crap would get in the newspaper.
Sure.
What gets in the newspaper is this. In radio, the hallmarks of good comedy are wit, cleverness, and well-written shtick. But they are hard, and they take thought and imagination. On the other hand, what's an easy guaranteed way of getting guys to tune in and laugh? You know?
You know.
Like, he gives you this hoity-toity crap in the newspaper.
That's right.
Then all of our listeners pin him down on the web, and he has to say, yeah, you know what? We killed the competition.
Amazing.
So anyway,
amazing.
Just an interesting look behind the scenes, the soft underbelly.
It is indeed.
Of radio on the Washington Post.
You know, I got news for you. I don't think we would have lasted 15 years if we were doing that every single day. I mean, there's a lot more to this show, and it's just amazing that he doesn't get it. And I think he does get it.
Exactly it. Yeah. He does get it.
He does get it.
He just won't let on in the newspaper.
Absolutely. It's much more sinister than just somebody who doesn't get it. It's somebody who knows exactly what the deal is. He's just trying to give us another dig.
He's a daft prick. Because if he really wrote the truth, he would write that.
Let me see where he writes this stuff, where he says character development, wit, cleverness.
Mm-hmm.
I think we prove every day that we have good wit and we're clever.
Absolutely.
We don't have well-written shtick because we don't script anything out.
We don't. And you know, people always ask that. I know you get asked that a lot, as far as, you know, who makes us laugh, actually. Who writes your show?
And nobody.
It's very funny when that happens. Yeah. And this is a guy that knows what the deal is. He knows what's going on. He's got a personal axe to grind with our show. It will always be thus, and we have to deal with it.
I'd just like to say hi to Satan and Hitler. Oh, and we have some... Is this sad news? Someone backing out of our freak show tonight? Out of the What Would You Do? Hello, who is this?
Yes, this is Gina. I was going to do some naked hula hooping.
And why are you backing out?
Because, is her name Nicole?
Yeah.
I have to give it up to Nicole. The competition is too great.
Oh, you had no intention of coming.
She deserves to win that laser eye surgery.
No, honey, you had no intention of coming down. The guy with his wife and the dog is here, you know, to eat the peanut butter out of his Duke.
That's right.
Well, can I watch that?
You can watch that if you come in to perform your act as you said you would.
Well, I have to back out today.
Right. Okay.
Thank you.
Whatever.
Enjoy.
Goodbye.
I'd say thanks for calling, but...
Hello, Don and Maisha. You'd be lying. Hello?
Don, buddies.
Buddy.
Hey, Don, congratulations on your 19th.
Oh, thank you. That was yesterday. Thank you.
I'm about 6 months behind you. But only two questions, please. Does people like Frank Ahearns have ratings? Like, you guys have ratings?
No. No, of course not. He writes a column every 2 weeks in the Post.
Okay, and the second question was... you know how you were talking about O&A last week? Have y'all had a chance to talk with Imus or even G-Man about going against the censorship?
We have a behind-the-scenes work happening with all of the other shows at Westwood One. We are coming up with what we like to call the master plan. I can't go into great detail now, okay?
Hey, Don, just one FYI for you guys. A couple months ago, I told you down in Ocean City, WETT?
Yes.
They were sold and bought.
Yes.
And I was a little bit worried because in a newspaper article, the guy was talking about, we want to do a whole sports thingy. But it seems like now they have seen the cash cow, and they've kept you guys on. So I don't think Greenville has to worry.
Listen, we're on tons of sports stations. I do think the people in Greenville have to worry.
Do you think so?
I believe also that part about the first of the year. That sounds to me
like
the timetable.
Right timetable.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we got a while.
And in Ocean City, you know, if they change the format of the station to sports, we're on about 25 sports stations across America.
True, but we only catch one on Ocean City.
Well, don't worry. As long as we're where you are, don't worry about it.
I'd sure like to be on a station with Bad Billy Warner again.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think Bad Billy Warner's on the radio in Ocean City.
Oh my.
Every single weekend, Frieda and I go down, we try to catch him.
That is an insult.
Can't find him on any station down there.
But that is horrible.
It's a crime.
Right. It's a total crime.
Bad Billy Warner. Yes.
Rob, do we have those tapes?
This is
up in the office.
Man Watchers Compliment Week.
Hello, John and Mike show.
John, buddy.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I doubt you caught it on Sunday night. There's a Showtime like original movie with your lovely, lovely girl, Anne Heche. It should be coming back on tonight or tomorrow night. And about an hour through the movie, you're going to see a little shot from behind. And see, like, a good portion of booby hanging over the side.
All right. Thanks for the tip.
Worth it.
Thanks.
If you're keeping notes of that's a good portion of booby hanging over the side.
That's a good portion of booby I want to see.
What, is she in a boat?
Hello? I think it was me. It's a side shot, bro.
Ah, the side shot.
Side shot of her.
Good portion of booby.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, Mike, Buzz.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing, buddies?
Hey, buddy.
I just wanted to say that I think it's all about me who is afraid of you about trying to take over his supposedly dominant area that his expertise was in, and
give this guy credit. He's trying so hard not to get us in trouble. That's very thoughtful.
Appreciate it. I'm sure what you're saying is well thought. Thank you.
Also, I wanted to ask or say or request for you guys, if you ever come to Florida to Cape Coral, I'd like to invite you guys to go golfing. I work at Lexington Country Club.
I'll be there.
Okay, my name's Marcus, just to make sure.
I'm writing it down now. Lexington Country Club, ask for Marcus.
Yep, that's in Fort Myers.
You know, the only thing you didn't do, though, Mike, was that thing that Albert Brooks does in that movie. Albert Brooks is on the phone with a guy, and he says, yes, I'm writing it down now. And he actually
takes his hand and he writes in the sky.
And that's something that everybody does.
Right.
You're on the phone when you're lying to somebody. You say, hold on, let me write that number down right now. And then you actually go through the exercise just for yourself.
M-A-R-C-U-S.
Right.
At Lexington, Lexington,
you know,
Country Club, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y.
In the time it takes you to pretend with your hand going up in the air, you could actually go get a piece of paper.
And really do it.
And write down the goddamn message.
But because it's a golf offer, a free golf offer, I actually file it back there. I will never forget Marcus's name at Lexington Country Club in Fort Myers, Florida.
Hello, right? Don and Mike, I will challenge you on that later. Be aware.
Okay, I will.
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Be very afraid.
Hello, last call.
Don and Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, I just went out and got the paper. Mike, I'm about to jizz on your face. Oh, God. Don, is there any possible way that I can get you in the pooper scooper?
Okay, goodbye. Goodbye, please. Listen, we have another act coming up for today's What Would Ye Do show.
Wow.
And we still have the cheerleaders from The Replacements, so let's do a break, and we'll bring our next act in that involves a dog. This is the peanut butter eating dog.
Yes.
When we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike show.
Strangle him with his own intestines and then dump the body in the river. You're right, Scoob. We're dealing with one sick son of a bitch.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
No empty-headed ball busters allowed. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I wish. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hi.
Strip trivia?
What, honey?
I was asking about strip trivia.
Next week.
Next week.
Next week.
I need to call back next week to sign up.
Well, if you want to play, we'll...
Well, what's the prize?
The prize next week, it's a vacation somewhere, like Arizona.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know, people really don't play strip trivia for the prize. They play it for the joy of the game.
But it's a very long drive, and the prize needs to be worth my time.
Nope, I got it written down somewhere. It's something good. It's something like that.
Something you'd probably like. Then again, I doubt it.
Ah, and winning your game before won't be a problem, will it?
Pardon me?
Will having won your game before be a problem?
Ah, disqualification. You're a former strip trivia winner?
I am.
Yeah, sorry.
Too bad.
All right, thank you, though. All right.
Bye-bye.
So long. Hello, Don and Mike. You call her a whore.
Yeah, I didn't like her.
She was a whore. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, buddy.
I'm from Jersey. My name's Rich, and I'd like to take a shot at the secret sound, if possible.
Rich? I'm sorry, the people of New York are still being punished. We have not received our monthly ratings yet. You have still only bestowed us with a 1.1 share in the ratings.
Oh.
Until the people of New York prove to us...
Hey, man, I listen every night. I'm a limo driver. I always listen to you guys when I'm on the road.
We appreciate that, but, you know, tell the ratings company.
You're not exactly encouraging us to listen if you're not going to give us a crack at the money.
Quit your whining. We need you to perform for us.
You are not exactly encouraging us to give you a shot at winning the money.
Man,
you are delivering ratings that is lower than the police rating.
This is called tough love, sir. Tough love.
Oh, man. I listen to you. Got to get them out there. Got to get them to listen.
There you go.
All right, thank you. That's the right attitude. Thank you, my friend.
All right, take it.
See you later. Hey, hello. See, tough love works.
Don and Mike, hi.
Don, Mike.
Yes.
Sitting at a stoplight, Sacramento, California, about noonish. Listening to you talk about to Frank Herzog. Look over at a light. Guy laughing with me. Looked at him, didn't recognize him at first. He had a beard. Tom Hanks. Nodded, yelled out, "Hey, Tom." Said, "All right, thumbs up." And I'd like to give New York a secret sound if he left.
He's so full of crap.
What? You are full of it.
You're lying. You're lying.
What is he doing? What are these sounds, too?
You know what? It's funny because he yelled out. He said,
"You're lying.
Liar!"
He said, "Hey, do you know where to get a good cup of coffee?"
Listen, Tom Hanks made it right there.
I found a coffee place.
Why do you lie to us?
To get some coffee, too, man. I call Starbucks. Sacramento, California, corner of Fulton and Hurley.
All right, I want to ask you a question. Can I ask you a question?
We totally had a good time.
When did you start drinking today?
Hello, answer, please. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
I guess
it wasn't drinking.
Saw Tom after that last bong hit.
Right.
Bring our next contestant in, please.
Here we go.
For the What Would Ye Do show. And, Mike, there is no, as it turns out, no dog involved.
No dog involved at all.
It's simply going to be, I believe, the wife eating from the husband.
Oh, my God.
Which is worse. And that's the setup, right? The wife eating from the husband?
Yes.
Gotcha.
No dog. Was this always the way it was going to be? Yeah. This is always the way it was going to be. That's right.
I guess so.
We somehow threw a dog in there.
Well, I originally said the dog or my wife.
And I won.
Then Don said your wife.
Are you the guy yesterday that said two great tastes that taste great together?
Yeah, exactly.
What is your name?
My name is Mike, and that's my wife.
No. Mike and Jody. Oh.
You have a very hot wife, Mike. You really do. Absolutely.
Who is the celebrity that each of you think you most resemble?
I've been told a little bit of a Daryl Hannah, Lauren Holly.
Lauren Holly?
Yeah.
Right on.
That's
absolutely.
The winner. And how about you?
I've been told maybe a poor man's Ben Affleck or...
Oh, they're lying to you.
Jim Carrey, maybe.
No.
What do you think? Maybe David Faustino from Married with Children, Al Bundy?
Maybe a little bit of that. It's hard. He's got a goatee beard happening. I don't know.
Just a good-looking guy in general.
Oh, God.
Okay. Now, what you're going to do...
You're going to do this around on the other side, right? Is that what
No, he's doing it right there, Mike.
No.
Where we have all the new room in the studio.
Yeah, that's right. All the new room in the studio.
Now, keep in mind that they've already told us that we have to be careful how we describe this.
Okay, very good.
What you're going to do is take peanut butter...
Yes.
Put it between two pillows...
Right.
And then your wife... is going to eat the peanut butter.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Very good. Okay.
He's going to owe me for lunch.
All right.
Go ahead. So, Mike, it's a good deal.
No. I really, you know, as a matter of fact, turn so Don gets a good deal.
Okay, for Don.
That's fine. There you go. Absolutely.
I'll bend over the chair.
That's fine.
All right. There you go.
And he has Don and Mike written on his butt cheeks.
All right.
He
just put the peanut butter there.
Oh, he is really.
Oh, dear.
He's open wide.
I want him to get eyes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, she is putting the peanut butter there, and here she goes.
All right.
Here she goes.
All right, done. You did it. Technically, you did it.
One more. Mix the chocolate with the peanut butter.
No more. Stop it.
Oh, my God. You did it.
Now, this is the... Come here, honey.
He gives her a big kiss.
Eyes.
Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Let's give him a round of applause.
They did it. Unfortunately, the smell of peanut butter is all I can smell in this studio right now.
Christ, I have never seen anything like that. Jody,
can we get Jody a paper towel or something? Some sort of...
Please tell me you've never done that before.
We're newly married, too.
Oh, my God. This might be the end of it. It's only been 3 months. So this might be the end of it.
What was she screaming? She was screaming something at my eyes.
I really have bad eyes.
So. What were you screaming, Jody? Were you screaming something at the end of that bus, son?
I probably was.
I mean, everybody was screaming. I was screaming. Mike was screaming.
It was impossible not to scream.
Please, for the love of God, get the woman a towel.
That was a hideous sight.
Yes, it was.
As he bent over, pulled down his pants, spread them, and then she went in with two fingers full of peanut butter and just...
painted the peanut butter and then got rid of the peanut butter.
Yeah. Jesus.
Not all of it. I guess the peanut butter is still down there, isn't it? Some of it?
Mike?
No, I don't, sir.
That's okay. There's
some napkins.
Sure.
There's napkins for you.
Thank you.
All right. Very nice. Now, listen, this is...
Did you want to see the stains of my underwear?
Really? No.
Get out of here.
That's right. Mike, you're a sick man. Get out of here.
This is going to be
Thank you.
A very, very tough decision for all of our judges to make.
Absolutely. Yeah. Very tough.
Very tough. Jesus.
Thank you.
Very tough.
Thank you, guys.
Two good acts so far.
There she goes. It's a good woman.
I got a good backup prize for whoever loses.
Oh, what's the backup prize?
A weekend at a nice Marriott hotel.
Oh, that's a terrific backup prize.
It's not quite laser eye surgery, but it's a nice backup prize.
Absolutely.
Whew.
My goodness, what a show, what a show.
God damn, that's a first on this show.
That is indeed.
That's a first. Now, I don't know how the other... Well, I'm just speaking for myself as a voter.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know how that's going to be top. Now that we promised the other girl she could come in and she could give one final performance.
It's hard. It's hard. It's a tough decision. It's a very tough decision.
Jesus Christ. And it's not like...
I didn't have the angle you had, fortunately.
Yeah, it's not like she approached it gingerly.
No, she went for it. I think she did go for it. Absolutely.
She went all the way.
What a show. What a show.
Absolutely all the way.
Wow.
Okay, you know what? We're going to have to... Yeah, it does smell like peanut butter in here now.
Thank God.
It definitely does, yeah.
In a locker room a little bit.
Okay. Yeah. We're going to give the other girl one more chance to come back in and wow us.
Okay. That's fair.
So to speak. Hey, Charlie, does the other girl want another chance? The girl who was here first?
I would imagine she does. I'll check.
All right, well then, why don't we just bring her and do it now? And then we can do the voting.
All right.
I mean, I don't want to drag this out as long as we normally do, because we still haven't talked to the cheerleaders from the movie The Replacements.
Are they here?
Yeah, they've been here. They've been waiting all this
very
time
good. Okay.
To talk to us. So we can maybe see the other act by the other girl, and then we can vote during the commercials.
Okay, excellent.
That's going to be tough.
Very tough.
Yeah, I wish we could give them both, you know, laser surgery. I really do. We can't.
We can do one eye on each of them.
Yeah. Buzz, no, there's got to be one person.
I understand.
All right, now here comes the girl with the dog.
She didn't look happy. She might be sensing your vote.
I'm just one vote out of five. The people who are going to be voting are me and Mike, Buzz, Robbie, and Charlie.
Right.
Five guys voting, and it's simple.
Here she comes right now. Hi.
Which act is better?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
How you doing? Did you hear that? Did you hear that last act?
Yes, I'm so sorry. I did not write Don and Mike on my breast.
Well, that's okay.
But
that's all right.
Could I let you guys write
Don
and Mike?
No. No personal contact.
No, no. We did promise you would have... Do you want another shot? To impress the judges?
I do. I so do.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Well, what do you plan on doing for your last act?
I've been called a whore on the radio. I don't want to get into the bestiality thing. I've already done, you know, above the waist. I'm really not sure what there's left. I mean, licking,
well, you know, that's your call.
Licking dog food off my butt crack.
Now you could... Well,
can I say that on the radio?
Yeah. Or you could simply go on the solid performances that you've given us. You have been topless, and you've taken dog food from your mouth and put it in the dog's mouth.
Okay,
and
I'll take my top off again. And I'm not sure if Buzz has seen them.
Oh, okay.
She's Thank really you. Yeah, probably.
Very nice.
Lovely.
Absolutely.
Another nice.
I think they're nice.
Mm-hmm.
The dog seems happy.
The dog seems happy.
So.
You know. I mean, okay, let me just tell you this.
What?
During an intimate moment, I would have no problem licking peanut butter off of some guy's... I mean,
okay.
I don't care if he's my husband or that is no big deal. And I've taken a survey in the last 24 hours, so...
Okay, all right.
Okay. I mean, ask the general public, no big deal. Dog food is disgusting.
All right, so you will be standing on your previous performance and the last
Gosh,
minute flash in here.
I don't know what else to do.
No, a round of applause.
Okay. I guess that's about it. I can't, you know, I told my mom I wouldn't take my pants off, so...
All right.
All right, well, that's a good girl.
Thank you very
and
much.
Dog owner,
that's terrific.
Promise
and
me, or you, I promise
you know,
her.
are.
I'll tell you right now that now we have a backup prize also, which I didn't know about.
Hoping for the laser eye surgery.
You're in the running. You're very much in the running.
You were here first.
Look, I mean, we're talking dog food versus people food, and something that, you know, people would normally do in the heat of the moment versus...
All right. We should point out that she not only had the dog eat the dog food out of her mouth, but also off her breast.
Okay. I'll stick with that.
Okay, thank you. That's a smart move. Thank you. We'll let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's going to be a tough decision.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Extremely
tough decision. Thank God I have my brand new Republican Party card because you're going to be voting today.
Absolutely.
You know what? Let's break. Let's do a commercial break. We can each write our votes, and then we will count them up and announce the winner when we get back.
All right. And that individual will win laser eye surgery valued at $5,000.
And I know that the good people at the Witten Laser Eye Associate Clinic have never been prouder than to be sponsoring this contest today. Mm-hmm. And also the TLC Laser Centers. For a free screening to see if laser vision correction is right for you, call 800-626-LASER or go to wittenlasereye.com. And I think the reason that the guy had his wife eat the peanut butter from his place and the reason that the girl did the thing with the dog food out of her mouth and on her breasts is because this is not one of those cheapy fly-by-night guys.
Oh, this is the real deal.
This guy, Dr. Witten, he doesn't drink, okay? His hands don't shake. He's good. He's done my surgery, did Tiger Woods.
There you go.
He did all these famous athletes and golfers. And unlike the other guys, he charges $5,000.
So it's a real deal.
Yeah. I mean, it's good. And I see 2015 now.
Congratulations.
I see great. I could see right down that guy's butt.
Lucky you.
Yeah, absolutely. I could not have seen that before my TLC surgery.
Quite a view, Mr. Scholarship winner.
So we will announce the winner when we come right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Balls of fire for Leah Remini, everybody.
Balls of fire?
A ball of fire.
A ball of fire. Well, here are the rules.
Not balls of fire.
I understand you're playing for somebody today. A couple DJs. Who are you playing for?
Don and Mike.
My friend
Don and Mike.
This is TV's Leah Remini. And I just have to say that I enjoy Don's company much better than Charlie's.
Oh, and I got
to
tell you something about Leah Remini. Oh, we need the music first. I forgot the music. And the rejoiner.
The patron saint of jizz.
Right.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
She's going to be coming on the show this week to tell us if she's made any progress getting us on the King of Queens.
Very good. I watched it. You know, this week's repeat was a very, very funny episode featuring her.
She's going to have a tough time beating the offer, though, that they've come up with from the show Yes, Dear.
Yeah, I know. Yes, Dear sounds pretty incredible. I was telling my wife about that last
The producers
night.
From Yes, Dear have an episode in which... we will actually be on screen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be speaking in a scene that features Mike O'Malley, who's going to be the star of Yes, Dear, with Ray Romano as the guest star.
Oh, my God.
So we would be in a scene with Ray Romano, and we would be speaking.
Highly exciting.
Cool. That's going to be the tough offer for Leah to beat.
You know what I was thinking last night when I was watching King of Queens? I was also saying that even if she is successful, you know, if it's the same group, which it will be out there, it is going to be phenomenally awkward to walk back out there. They didn't like us the first time.
Oh,
they hated us the second
time.
We're
going to be treated like the biggest swinging dicks in the world.
And we will show up this time and it'll be like, hi, guys. Good to see you again.
Yeah.
I'm so not into that trip. But, I mean, you know, the new guys, hi, how are you? Here we are.
Listen, if she can get us speaking roles on King of Queens.
We'll deal with all the... You know what we'll
do? Make it.
We'll go into one of those rooms, shut the door, and wait till we're called.
Hello. Like the divas we are.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello, Joe here, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike, hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
I'm so glad you all got to see Toss the Salad and Peanut Butter Dressing.
Big Joe DiCaprio.
Did that get you all wound up, Joe?
It did. No, I want to know. Can I borrow the bitches for the beach house? Your bitches, Don?
You want Toya and Lisa to go to the beach house with you?
I would love for them to go to the beach house because between the three of us, we can really dig up some dirt this year.
Sure, I don't see why not.
I think they ought to have a competition.
So who can find the best dirt?
Who can find what?
Who can find out the best dirt?
Who can find out the best dirt? Hi, Charlie.
Well, a couple of things. Since I know they were putting him up to ask, I'll only let one of them go.
Oh, they were.
Which means that the competition would be even more appropriate.
Get a jar of peanut butter. Bring it on you. Joe, did those bitches put you up to this?
Well, I talked to them at the show a couple weeks ago. I asked them, did they think they could go? And we were just talking about a little bit.
Got you. Joe, don't be the puppet for Toya and Lisa.
No, but I would love to have one of them go. I think it'd be kind of fun. Like we've got Tim Abobany caught with his pants down, so to say.
I was thinking that, and you know, setting up the next beach house is still a couple of weeks away because we're talking about the Labor Day weekend when we're going to have six or seven of our listeners live for a week with Big Joe DiCaprio.
Right.
I was thinking that somebody I might want to invite to live there for a week would be Mr. 40.
Yeah, Mr. 40 would be great.
He'd be a good wild card.
Absolutely. You
know, he will never come down here to see us.
Yeah, I'd like to. I think we ought to get Mr. 40 involved in the show.
But he'd drink every day, for sure.
Is Timmy O'Bobbinay going to be included also?
He's got a standing invitation.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
He was the hit of the last beach house.
Oh, great.
Well, listen, the beach house, a couple of weeks till we talk about that. So, Joe, ixnay on that now. We got to go pick a winner.
Okie dokie.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye. There he is. Big Joe DiCaprio, everybody.
Watch out where the Huskies go. He's Giant Joe DiCaprio.
All right. It's time to announce the winner.
A drum roll? Do we have a drum roll, Mr. Scholarship winner?
We got the timpani here. And Charlie is going to read the responses.
This is just like on Survivor.
Survivor style. Where you're going to hear who voted for who. Should we bring them in while the answers are being read?
So we can see the look of joy and the look of disappointment?
Yeah. Bring them in.
Okay. Bring them all in.
Bring the girl with her dog in and bring the guy and his wife in. You know, they were both great acts.
Bring them all into the tribal council room.
We can only pick one, however.
I saw, you know, speaking of those shows, on Big Brother, I saw Letterman have the exotic dancer on last night.
Wow. Oh, he's been talking about that whore for a long time.
He was having a great time with her. He really was. It's just like, you know, just play him with her. You know, she said she's writing
a book. Playing with her?
He's just playing with her head. Playing with her head. He was getting into her head, man.
Right. All right, everybody's here in the studio now.
Here they all come. Let's give them all a round of applause. Yeah.
Get out of all those jag-offs that called us yesterday.
Yeah.
We only had two acts show up. They were both great. The guy who had his wife eat peanut butter out of his duke.
Right.
And the girl who came down and topless fed food to the dog, from her mouth to the dog's mouth, and then had the dog eat the food off of her breast.
These are the stand-up people right here.
That's right. Yes.
And I'm glad that we have a backup prize so that we will not have any losers on the show today.
That's good. You. So, Charlie, now, if you would, now the five people who vote are me, Mike, Buzz, Charlie, and Robbie.
Okay.
Charlie Broyhill.
First vote, Don voted for the peanut butter.
Okay. Well, you don't have to say who voted for
that's
you.
Not the way.
Me
no,
to.
You don't do
no,
it
no,
that
have
way.
Have you ever seen Survivor? I said, no, do it like on Survivor.
I have not.
On Survivor, they just...
You are such a mallet.
I've never seen the show.
See, now the dog lady's pissed at me. Because now she knows that I voted for the other.
You are such a mallet.
Who hasn't done that?
Don't say who hasn't done that, honey.
Okay,
don't
I
say
won't.
Who voted for what. Just say
Charlie
voted
Charlie,
for.
You are funny, man. That was an honest mistake.
Just say
I
the next.
Watch the show.
The next vote is for.
I know. Dog food.
Dog food. So it's now 1-1.
The next vote is for
peanut butter.
2-1.
Can't tell you.
Tell me.
No, I don't want Mike to be mad at me.
The next vote is
dog
for
food.
So now it is an actual.
Oh God!
It
oh
is a
God.
Down the middle tie. This was not staged by us. The next vote will win the $5,000 laser eye surgery. Chuckles Broyhill. Who is it?
Peanut butter.
And dog lady, you can't be pissed. It was very close.
I'm gonna have to bow out. No,
but you know, you do have a backup prize.
Oh, now you shaking hands. The peanut butter guy
hung out with them,
and the dog lady shaking hands. Now, peanut butter man, you
peanut butter man, choosy mom, choosy
dad. You are one weirdo.
You won the LASIK procedure courtesy of Witten Laser Eye Associates at TLC.
Wow.
For a free screening to see if laser vision correction is right for you, call 800-626-LASER or go to wittenlasereye.com.
www.mikeomera.com.
Thank you, Donna Mike. And can I give a quick hello to the replacements cheerleaders outside who are cheering for both of us? Hi, guys.
Very good. We're going to be talking to them in a minute.
And they're hotties. And Justin's cute, too.
Mm-hmm. Now, for you, we have a Friday and Saturday night stay at the Fairview Park Marriott, courtesy of AnyTickets.net. Go to AnyTickets.net for the best concert seats and Washington Redskins tickets.
And that is wonderful. I can go down the block and stay at a hotel. Thank you.
She's pissed.
I'm pissed at you. I know who you voted for.
Oh, dear. That's Charlie Broyhill's fault.
And I'm the only one.
Please. Naked breasts with dog food.
Oh, come on. All right. Butter. Now, come on, though. This is not becoming.
Hey, you know what? I'm just happy to be here.
Did you have fun?
Thank you.
And you do get a prize. You do get a prize.
Thank you. I'm sorry you live by that hotel.
Have a lot of room service.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, run up a big tab.
Enjoy yourself.
You had to be called a whore. That was the high
bar. That was Rob who called you a whore.
No, it was a caller.
It was a caller.
Rob didn't do it.
Never done that.
All right, all of you get out of here.
Okay, everybody.
Thank you, Mike, and I love you, Jody.
Thank you. No, I don't want the peanut butter, Jody. No, thanks. Bye-bye.
There they go.
Bye, guys.
It's very close.
Charlie Broyhill.
Thank you, Broyhill.
God.
Jesus Christ.
Amazing. So now she hates me.
Little fight again.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Jesus.
You know I like to help.
God.
This place, always an adventure.
You know, for the record, now that the people are gone, now I'd like to know who voted for who. Mike, who did you vote for?
I voted for dog food.
Buzz, who'd you vote for?
I voted for peanut butter.
Robbie, who'd you vote for?
Peanut butter.
And you voted for?
Dog food.
Dog food. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm. It was close, 3-2.
The way it always breaks down, Charlie and I always on the same side.
Well, they were both good.
Yeah.
I do wish we had another surgery to give her.
After that whining at the end, though, I'd change my vote in a heartbeat.
Well,
sorry. It's just the way I feel.
Listen, they're both nice.
Yeah, they were both nice, and they were wonderful contestants.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is Eddie from Queens.
Hi, Eddie.
Did you go to the other side today?
Oh, Eddie, you're going to have to wait till you hear the...
Okay, no problem.
The show will be on in New York in less than an hour.
I would like to also say that the, without giving anything away to Eddie here, Eddie,
yes.
The Democratic Party now has a very limited amount of time.
Oh, no. Well, I got the sign for Saturday.
What, Eddie?
Eddie
hung up.
Oh, we'll never know.
Eddie hung up.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Democrats... Yeah, there's no sign of them.
Nope, they never showed today.
No, Don, it's not that they haven't showed. I know you're eager to have them permanently not show, but you have to give that the proper amount of time.
All right, until the end of today's show.
The end of today's show.
Mr. Scholarship. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
The last I knew, Bad Billy Warner was out of radio.
Oh, thank you.
I worked with him on a station, and he couldn't produce. He changed his name to BBW also.
Right, got you. Sorry to hear that.
Well, crime.
We have our tapes.
Hey, what a controversial name change.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I want to say something serious, so I'll be quick. I don't want to bring you on a downer. But I used to hate that Lieberman because he was always coming out against free speech. And I heard him make a speech about the V-chip, and he said the reason he wants the V-chip is because he knows he can never legislate against free speech. He wants parents to have the right to cut things out.
Right.
So he really...
Right. And you believed him, please.
Of course he believed him. He's a right-thinking American.
Please.
Of course he did.
Hello, Mr. Scholarship winner. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Donnie, I want to bust your balls.
Why?
That wasn't Survivor-style vote, or the person who got the most votes, i.e. peanut butter, would have to leave the aisle and would actually lose the vote.
Hold on, give me a break. You're not busting balls, you dumbass. It wasn't a Survivor. We wanted it read Survivor-style when the guy stands and holds up the cards and announces to the tribe.
If you wanted it Survivor style,
no, you're nitpicking. You're nitpicking.
Relax.
Jesus Christ. You're nitpicking. If you do not have a sense of humor if you are taking it this seriously.
Well, you know what? Charlie should have been able to announce who voted for who every once in a while, too, because Survivor teases that.
Don't worry about it.
We already said who voted for who.
I know, but you got all upset. You were crying. Mike, you even knew he was going to announce who was going to say what. You accepted those rules.
I was crying.
What is your problem?
God damn, you're an idiot.
My God.
You really are.
All you can do is say I'm an idiot, but you can't tell me that I'm wrong.
You are an idiot.
No,
you are wrong. I understand the concept of Survivor, where whoever gets the most votes is voted off the island.
You know, just because we said that, we were saying, come on into our tribal council. It was just kind of a throwaway comment. We weren't trying to completely duplicate it. We didn't care. We didn't care at all. We didn't care one little bit.
Well, you should care about the details.
No, we shouldn't care.
Well, it's your show. If you don't care about your show, I mean, I understand that.
Oh, man. God. I care about the show, but thank God the people who listen to the show are not as stupid as you.
Well, if you cared about it, why didn't you make the loser get the vote so they
let it go. Let it go, man.
Time.
Let it go. You got to let it go.
Do you understand the concept? There were five of us, and whoever gets the most...
I understand the concept.
Whoever gets the most votes wins the contest.
It was totally irrelevant. The Survivor reference was completely a throwaway. It was a minuscule part of the entire segment.
Sure. It was spur of the moment.
It was absolute spur of the moment.
Then why are you dwelling on it?
Well, I don't know. I think Charlie should have understood that then and switched the vote at the last minute.
Oh, God.
What do you mean Charlie should have understood and switched the vote?
Well, if the last person he would have voted for, I mean, would have announced, would have been the loser.
You know, you're not even capable of expressing yourself properly.
Look, I'm just saying that you'd be matching the Survivor show by the details.
No,
that's
wrong.
But we're not. We're not. Again, for the final time, when I said do it Survivor style, I didn't mean literally do it exactly like on Survivor. I simply meant hold up each card one at a time. What is so freaking tough about that to understand?
How about this, though?
No. Answer my question.
Hey, Answer the question. You're not answering the question.
What is so...
They show people, they flip over the question and they say, I voted for X because I didn't like him. So that way they acknowledge...
Hey, hello, douchebag. Did you hear after they left when we all said who we voted for?
Actually, I turned off my radio.
Oh, my God. You didn't even listen.
Well, I know what I heard.
You're not qualified. You're not qualified, you little...
No. It doesn't matter that...
Listen, you better apologize now or your phone number is going out over the radio.
I don't think I can do that. Come on. What did I say that's wrong?
You said the F word.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. That was a mistake. You could bleep me out.
I did bleep you out.
And you apologized.
You apologized. You lost. You lost. You lost.
All right, listen.
I definitely shouldn't have let that slip.
You lost. Sorry. Rot in hell. You pathetic bag of water.
Hey, I'll tell Hitler you said
hi. Jesus Christ. Please. Right.
Where do these guys come from?
I don't know, but I like to... You know, we take time with them. We take time with even the greatest idiots that call.
Jesus Christ.
That's what I love about this show.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
There weren't any naked breasts involved in that.
Hello.
Sounds like Radio God.
Hi there.
Hey, listen, I'm willing to go with the dog girl that lost to Marriott and let her eat peanut butter flavored dog food out of my butt.
Oh, come on. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Great show as always.
Thank you.
I got a question for Buzz.
Okay.
With all your past sexual escapades, why did you think that peanut butter was better than dog food?
That's a tough way, because it was the most outrageous stunt. That's the easy answer.
Buzz, you answered that like you were at a presidential press conference.
Yeah. He took a moment to compose yourself.
This idiot's asking you.
No, it's important to me.
Hey, Buzz, with all of your sexual experience, why did you select the peanut butter over the dog food?
I'll give you a serious answer.
Yes. All right. Time out. Time out. We will talk to the girls who play the cheerleaders in the new movie, The Replacement.
They have been very patient waiting out in the lobby. We don't have a green room anymore.
They will be right in after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Broadcasting with an extra stitch for your pleasure. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, now we have these girls, who've been calling us for a couple of weeks, saying that they want to come down and be on the show, that they are featured in the movie The Replacements.
Brand new movie with Keanu Reeves, Canal Reeves, and Gene Hackman.
Right. Frankly, I don't know if they're just dumb bims or if they got some real good stuff to tell us.
Well, I'm seeing them walking down. Why is there always the like, muscle man with them? Is he coming in, too?
What, they got, like, the stripper's entourage?
I mean, we allowed the photographer in before. Do we have to allow the guy to come in?
No, I don't think so. Okay. I don't think they need a bodyguard in here.
No bodyguard.
No bodyguard allowed in here.
Sorry, men out.
Whoever you are, buddy, you're not in this package.
Out. Only one. We did it before. No,
girls.
No.
He's not the bodyguard.
Oh, who is he?
He is in the movie.
Oh, he's in the movie.
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, we were very rude. See, we don't get any advance word because the Minister of Information doesn't share that with us.
Are you a male cheerleader in the movie?
No. show, I said cheerleaders would be here. You assumed they were all women.
What?
Are you a male cheerleader in the movie?
Oh, so you're a male cheerleader.
It
was my assumption. I'm sorry. I'm very sorry.
When you assume,
you make an ass out of you and me.
Mr. Scholarship Winner.
Mr. Scholarship Winner.
Now, you guys, what are your names here?
Melinda Jefferson.
And you are?
Laura Alcatraz.
And you are?
Justin Wilson.
And now, are you guys extras in the movie, or do you consider yourselves to be feature players in the movie?
Featured, definitely.
Featured players. Do you have actual speaking roles?
I do.
You do?
Because.
We all speak, but she has her own little.
Yeah, I don't know.
Now, I'm looking at a picture here of the replacement cheerleaders, and I don't see you, sir. Where are you?
We have plenty of photographs here.
Plenty of photos.
Oh, they brought pictures to prove to us that they were actually there at the filming of the movie.
There was John Favreau right there.
John Favreau.
Here's more pictures.
With blood on his nose.
All right. Lots more pictures. Well, the girls, we can see that here's another shot of the girls actually getting ready to do their routine. What's the name of the stupid team that the cannery is supposed to be playing for?
The Washington Sentinels.
The Washington Sentinels. Okay. Well, do you have any bad stuff to tell us about anybody who was in that movie?
Are you looking at me?
What are you looking at me?
Because frankly, that's all we want to know. Did Keanu Reeves hit on any of the three of you?
Actually, no. He was very, very professional.
Yeah, he was very, very nice.
How about with you?
Professionally. I'm asking you. You know, I'm looking at your. Is this your photo book? And you know, you get your picture taken with all these. But take a look at these pictures with the guy. This is. Remember that guy that used to come on the show and he'd get his pictures taken with all the celebrities. Every one of these photos looks like that. You're in the movie, right?
Yeah.
Come on, tell me the truth.
Yes,
all right.
He is.
All right. Yeah, he is. Boy, he does have his picture taken with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, who was the biggest dick? Was Gene Hackman a dick?
Oh my God.
He was. Super nice, actually.
That's good, because he's one of my favorite actors. I'm glad to hear he was nice. How was Keanu?
He was very quiet. He kept to himself very much. He was
really?
In character a lot and just went over his lines and was very dedicated to the
do you, have any good stuff to tell us beyond the fact that these people are all so nice?
Well, I mean, at the beginning, they rehearsed at Glen Burnie High School.
Yeah.
It was like training indoctrination camp.
Mm-hmm.
And Keanu couldn't really throw that well. And then towards the end, he was just like awesome. Like, we were actually a halftime performance during a Ravens game. We had 9.5 minutes to get on the field to do all these plays.
All right, I read that during the when they did the football part of the movie, that they came on during halftime of a Ravens game.
Right.
So and that's when they filmed it all.
Right.
Yeah,
they had
very everything.
Was it ever obvious to you that Keanu had maybe been drinking when he came out of his trailer?
We had a lot of parties where...
Yeah, parties were loud.
Definitely got bombed at the parties.
Yeah, having a good time.
Did Keanu get bombed at these parties?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people did.
He was included.
How about Gene Hackman? What's his beverage of choice? What is Gene like to... What's that?
He doesn't go to the parties.
Oh, really?
Go ahead.
He's been in the business for a long time. He didn't want to hang with us.
Oh, really? He wouldn't go out and party?
Well, we had lunch with him, though.
Yeah, lunchtime, but at night he, you know, probably went to bed.
Was it lunch at a huge table with Gene sitting there? Or?
It was a large table.
What did he say? Girls, come back to my trailer.
No.
You girls didn't sleep with anybody to get in this movie?
No.
No, how about you, sir?
No.
How about you?
No,
you did.
Is this the first film for all of you? Is this the first time?
I've actually been in Contact. That's my first film.
Oh, you were in Contact. All right,
what a homo movie that is. Really, we hated that movie. Contact.
We hated Contact. We did, and so this is a bigger part though in this.
Definitely
in this
a bigger part. Nice. Definitely, we all got screen credit, which is great.
Oh, so you get your name in the end of the movie.
Exactly.
We got a contract. It was 4 months. I mean, we worked our butt off.
How much you get paid?
6 days a week, 16 hours a day.
How much you get paid?
First started out at making $50 a day.
Yeah,
that's an extra rate right there.
Exactly.
$50, and then you got
the SAG.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
great. Right. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Well, actually, tonight is the HBO behind the making of the scene. So
at 10:45,
you want to see more? Keanu Reeves there.
He's gonna drop her on the ground, you know.
The bloopers.
You basically have no bad stuff to tell us about anybody. Could you make something up? Otherwise,
I'll say one thing.
One thing, here we go.
Here's something. They were lacking between a certain main character and the female character. There's chemistry that was lacking.
So the two leads, Keanu Reeves and his co-star, were not really hot together.
No, so right. they were instructed to make chemistry.
Right.
Which happened.
Yeah, basically, it's because that one night where...
You mean they were instructed to do it?
Like...
How do you make chemistry?
Explain, do it. Define it for me.
So they were, if a leading man and a leading lady don't have chemistry, they, what the director said, hey, you guys have to get together after shooting, perhaps?
How did they make chemistry?
Down to the rim of the bottle of scotch.
This is what we heard from the cast. Not the cast.
Well, give us more of this. Give us more.
Well,
for example, like, Laura and I were actually like the stripper friends characters, and like some of the people who were supposedly strippers in the movie, they actually went to strip place to get into character. So I'm sure like
that's so freaking jive with actors.
That's the biggest load of crap. Like when you read that Harrison Ford's going to play a cop, so right. He goes and he spends like 6 months with the real cops.
Yeah. Don't you always think he's going to go on a ride along and they should just drop him off? You know, yeah. Hey, see how you do down here.
What a bunch of crap.
What's no, they actually.
They really went.
So, is there any nudity in the movie?
No, there's a lot of, it's PG-13, so there's a lot of sexual contact, but there's definitely one scene that you'll really like. There's a lot of girls on girls.
Yeah, we do like that. You're right, we do like that.
And you guys listen to the show?
I definitely listen to the show.
And you listened during the shooting of the movie up there when you were up in Baltimore?
Yes, I was definitely listening there.
All right, very good.
Yeah, I'm from Philadelphia, so I drove down here today.
Mm-hmm.
So
all right, well, thank you. Goodbye. Thank you very much.
Oh, handy man.
That's a lot longer than we give most people. Thank you all very much, and good luck with the replacement.
Shout out to, like, our family.
What? What?
Oh.
What'd you say? What was that?
Shout out to our family.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Absolutely.
My mom and dad, I hope you won't, like, you know, be proud of me there. And to Bear, I miss you. So.
And you, anybody else? You want to say hi to anybody?
I want to shout out to my man in Texas, Brian. I love you.
All right.
I'm a Baltimore boys and mom and dad.
All right.
Okay. All right, get out of here.
Thanks, John and Mike.
You're very welcome.
We love you.
Bye-bye. Thank
love you. You too.
Bye-bye. There they go. Yeah, oh, what? Oh, the pictures? The pictures.
Oh,
yes.
Oh, here you go.
Oh, yeah, get his pictures.
I don't want to take away those souvenirs.
All right.
Memories to last a lifetime.
Bye-bye. Well, there were four very large breasts in here.
Jesus.
That's all.
How you doing?
Jesus Christ.
Boring.
Damn.
I sat around and waited for 3 hours. When those girls called, didn't they sound like hot girls? Were going to tell us, like, all the behind-the-scenes stuff?
Yeah, I thought that was going to happen, but it didn't happen.
It was all the giggling. Oh, he was very nice. Oh, Keanu was so very nice. No, we never saw Gene Hackman. Well, then what are you doing here? Come on, we just had some woman eat peanut butter out of her husband's Duke.
Extremely tough act to follow.
You know, I'm sorry, that's kind of a letdown.
Yeah, it is. Very, very disappointing.
Hello.
The guy. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the heads up there, Charlie, that there was going to be a guy cheerleader.
A male cheerleader.
Jesus.
Let's go, Keanu! Yes. G-E-N-E. Gene. Come on, Keanu. You're my man.
If you can't eat peanut butter, nobody can.
Keanu can't get a boner. Keanu has no chemistry.
I wasn't sure what the deal was with that.
Me either.
Who knows?
Hello?
Try to decipher it.
Don and Mike.
Hi. That's exactly what I was calling, was to tell you that they were very boring people if those were the people that were on a fellow CBS morning show this morning.
Oh, and that pisses me off if they're whoring themselves out to all the radio shows, too.
Well, they were on TV. If that was them, I didn't catch their names this morning when they were on, but if that was them, they were just so boring. And the guy came in, was it a heavy set guy?
No, he's a thin guy.
Big guy? Oh, okay, because I was going to say, if it was a big guy, he came in with his cheerleading outfit and everything on this morning. They were so boring.
No, we didn't get the cheerleading outfit in the guy.
Well,
or the ladies.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, I wonder if that was all just part of some savvy marketing plan to get us to talk about the stupid movie.
It probably was. Yeah.
I thought we really had some real people who wanted to tell us that, you know, Keanu Reeves hit on them or something.
Who knows? Well, the one came down from Philadelphia, so, I mean, how legit is that?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, Don, that was really bad. I didn't need no Simonex for that, that's for sure. Anyway.
Thanks for the pick-me-up.
Hey, I got a pick-me-up for you right now. Don, you must have lost your mind to go over to the Republican side, first off.
Okay.
Second off, you got mad because she wouldn't eat the dog out. That was the problem. Or let the dog eat her out. That's why you didn't vote for her. And, you know, if that's...
No, no, I didn't.
Let me speak now.
No. Listen, while you're speaking for me, you're saying that I got mad.
You with two of these guys in the same
thing. You don't know what I felt because I didn't say what I felt.
We know how you voted anyway before we should have, so we know. Anyway, and if that's the way you're going
to... Listen, F you, okay? F you. F you.
No, what? F you?
No, F you.
Really?
No, F you.
Both girls should go to the beach house, and that was not solicited.
Boy, he's just loaded with opinions. Why don't you come down here and work for the show?
You are all over the place.
We do work for the show. We listen to your crappy show.
Well, if it's so crappy, why are you listening?
We won't much longer, will we?
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
I'll tell the rating company one less ass wipe to be counted.
Man. Wow, the hostility.
Jesus Christ. God damn it.
Republicans suck.
Is this the same guy?
Republicans suck.
Is this the same guy?
Republicans suck.
All right, you're just a moron. There he goes.
There he goes.
God damn. What's the matter with people?
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Yo, I'm sorry. I can't be as cool as 40.
Hey, Mr. Yeah. 40.
Mr. 40, a voice of reason.
Hi, Mr. 40.
I blame the replacement cheerleader for all this. I do. What do you think of the replacement cheerleaders, Mr. Corey?
They suck, right?
They need a beer.
They need a beer. They sure do.
Definitely, definitely.
He was much more lucid the first time he called. And you've had your 40 already, haven't you?
Yeah, I'm on a Red Bull now. I finished that 800 ice.
So you're on your second 40.
Right. But it was, God, it was, I called for something in particular, though.
What
was it?
I don't know, Mr. 80. What would that be? Why would you call? Or maybe you're Mr. 120 by now.
Might be.
Might be.
Hold on. No, I remember one thing.
Well, Mr. 40?
The whole dog food thing. I thought she was going to use dry. She used canned dog food.
Right.
Yeah.
Just wet and
dry.
Did I miss
dry dog?
No, Mr. 40, it wouldn't work with dry dog food.
Huh?
It's got to be sticky, Mr. 40.
Oh, it's got to be something that just will sink into your pores and glands. And
right.
He's so wasted.
He's so bombed.
He is.
All right, thank you, Mr. 40.
All right, peace.
Okay, peace out.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. He's so wasted.
He is.
Hello.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
What was I thinking?
Hey, Don.
What?
I heard these people on 104.1 this morning.
Oh, you know what? Then we really got duped. If they're making the rounds.
That totally sucks.
Count us as suckers.
We are suckers.
And we're dopes. We're dopes.
How did that happen?
I don't, well, they, you know, it was an elaborate scam because they called us a couple of weeks ago and it sounded real spontaneous.
Set it up.
Saying, hey, we were in the movie. You know, we listened to the show. We love to hear you.
Do you think they do that with everybody?
Yeah.
I bet they do.
Probably so.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
We're as dumb as any other disc jockey out there.
Come on down. You okay?
Well, except the difference is I bet on 104. I bet they give them about an hour today. Really suck their asses.
That pisses me off.
Hello. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, g'day. How you doing?
Hold on. Our producer has a bulletin for us.
There'll be a male cheerleader coming. They weren't on any other show this morning.
Oh,
not these three.
Are there other cheerleaders, though, making the rounds?
Yes, there are.
Ah, God.
Do you think they were? What do you think? I mean, why do I even ask?
Why did you ask?
Do you think they were set up by the movie company?
Not at all.
You don't think so?
No. But if there are other cheerleaders making the rounds, it's kind of suspect, don't you think?
I think
especially the lady that came down from Philadelphia.
Right, but I think it's the whole cheerleading group trying to get their own little time of being in the spotlight.
Well, they should have some better stories. They should make up stuff if real stuff didn't happen.
Yeah, like make up. You know, we ran out of the field one day and we all slipped in Keanu Reeves' vomit.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hi there.
You guys are really funny. Listen, the girls, a bit of a loser and it was a bit of a snooze. But here's my question for you. With Survivor, I know they're doing the next show down the...
Honey, talk American. If you want to talk to me, talk American.
I can't talk American because I'm Australian.
Nobody really loves you like your mum. Mum. Tie me kangaroo down, mate.
Oh,
what's a jolly swag man can't buy a Billy Bong
please.
Under the shade of a ghoulie bar tree? And he sang as he watched him waited till his billy boiled. You'll come and watch sing Matilda with me.
Mum, is that you?
And I'd like to say hello to the 150 idiots throughout America who are lined up right now outside of every Outback Steakhouse waiting for their prefabricated meal.
Where's
my blooming onion?
Oh, no. You know, we don't even have that, and they're trying to launch that down in Australia. It'll never fly. Australians will wonder what the hell it is.
It's kind of funny you hear that they don't even have one in Australia.
They don't. I've never heard of it before.
What can we do for you?
Hey, listen, they're going to Australia, and I was talking to my relatives back home, and they're telling me that the next Survivor, I think it's going to start filming in November or something. They're going to put these people out in the middle of Australia in the outback, and they're going to put them right near Ayers Rock or Uluru, They never survive. I'm telling you, it's 120 in the shade.
Oh, really?
They'll never survive.
And good.
Apart from that, the 10 deadliest snakes in the whole world are in Australia.
That's true.
And if that... And that doesn't get you. Oh, we've got some redbacks, some funnel webs.
What's a funnel web?
They're all spiders.
Oh, wow. All right.
So I'm just, it'll just be a riot. I just can't wait for it. If they reckon that the island's pretty bad, it's true. When they get out to Australia in the outback, they'll just die.
You know who I hope they throw out there is Jacko.
What?
Remember the Energizer guy?
Oh, my God. I haven't thought of that guy for ages.
Jacko from the Energizer commercial. And his, remember his song?
Oh,
me brain hurts.
My brain hurts.
Oi!
Oh, yeah, that's right, I do. But you know what? The bigger loser than him is that Steve Irwin idiot that they have.
Oh, no. We love Steve Irwin on this show.
Oh, God, he just gives the worst portrayal of Australia. He's such an idiot. I've actually seen him. He's on a farm. It's a reptile farm on the Sunshine Coast, and he's just as big an idiot in person as he is in what you see, sadly.
Hey, who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Oh, God, I don't know.
I don't know.
Honestly, I haven't thought about it. I know you're going to come down to me because I don't.
Let me guess, one of the two fat ladies. Maybe the one who's dead.
Monica Lewinsky. How's that?
Oh, yeah. Right, one of the fat ladies. Yeah. All right, honey, thank you for the call.
And listen, I'm going to send you some stuff on some Australian slang. And if you reckon that stuff you had last week.
Great. All right. Thank you.
Send you some Aussie slang.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
She could talk, Mike.
Sure could.
She could get on and on. Hey, this is Jacko. Are you dying yet?
Me brain hurts.
Here's an energizer battery.
It's time for our news and comments, everybody.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, what is your lead story?
Tonight, the government sinks some satellite TV pirates.
Oh, that story wouldn't interest me. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
For news and comments.
Coming up. The Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show.
I was very professional, Mike.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Enjoy their show, Mr. Son of Beach. It's Don and Mike.
You know, I'd just like to point out that I was not the only person who voted for the Peanut Butter Act. There were two other people out of the five who voted for the Peanut Butter Act.
True.
Yeah. So I just wanted to point that out, because everybody seems to want to call and yell at me for voting for the Peanut Butter Act.
Who are the two people that voted for you? Let me think. Robin Buzz. Call and give Robin Buzz some crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or simply call and say that we made the correct choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Much like you made the correct choice with the Republican Party.
Oh, come on.
I'm sorry. I'm bitter. I'm very bitter. I'm trying, and no one has shown up for the Democratic Party today.
I feel abandoned, Don.
I totally feel abandoned.
I made the two right choices today. I changed to Republican, and I voted for the guy who had his wife eat the peanut butter out of his Duke. Hello, right. Toya.
Hi, Don. I have a gift for you from the president of the Young Democrats of Fairfax. It's a big bag of condoms.
A big bag of condoms?
Yeah.
It's the thought that counts.
Oh, that's funny. That's not going to cut it. That's not going to cut it.
Here, give these to Lisa.
Yeah, that won't do it.
No, a big bag of condoms is not enough.
That will not do it.
I made two right choices today. Republican.
You said it.
And picking the girl who ate the peanut butter out of the Duke.
I heard you when you said it before.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. We know of a guy who can never use his DirecTV equipment again because he got caught using one of those smart cards. A smart card allows folks with satellite receivers to get everything the dish has to offer at no charge.
We've had those people call the show before.
Yes, we have. And you can buy these cards, of course, on the internet.
On the internet.
And, of course, stealing a subscription TV signal is against the law. And now we learn that the feds have, for nearly 2 years, been selling thousands of these smart cards just so they could catch the ne'er-do-wells. Seven people have been arrested so far. Four of them have already pleaded guilty, and the feds say there will be a lot more arrests.
You know,
the government has been selling
these cards. That's entrapment, right?
It seems like it.
It seems to me that there is a hell of a lot you might want to occupy your time with.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, what could the penalty be? I mean, what's this, a slap on the wrist, obviously?
Well, and you don't get prison time.
And you don't get DirecTV.
prison time?
You could, theoretically, especially if you were dealing or buying mass quantities of those cards.
This pleases you, I can tell. There's something about it that you just like that you're looking
at. Buzz thinks that cheaters never prosper.
That's right.
That's what I'm trying to say here.
You are, you're kind of directing the story to those people that called us with, hey, you know, you can get a card.
Maybe they should think twice because they could get in serious trouble.
You don't know how close I came to buying one of those cards.
I know. I remember when the calls came.
I really did, because you get all the pay-per-views for free. You get all the sports for free. You get everything for free.
Mm-hmm.
I had a neighbor do it. You know, and this neighbor was like talking about it one time. I'm afeared. I'm afeared for everybody.
But they're out there, and you just type smart card into a search engine, and boom, here come the pages.
But this is 2 years they've been doing this.
Yeah, they've been selling these.
Wow.
All right. Amazing.
Meanwhile, people are killing real people out there.
That's true.
But that's what they're worried about, somebody stealing DirecTV.
Well, it's big money. Money's important to government.
Oh, man, George Bush.
Don't blame this on Bush.
For months now, the record companies have been whining about Napster and the money they say they've lost because of it. But today...
Thanks, Tipper.
28 of our 50 states today filed a lawsuit against the big five record companies accusing them of fixing prices. The lawsuit wants the record companies to give us some of our money back. Quoting New York's state attorney general, because of these conspiracies, tens of millions of consumers paid inflated prices to buy CDs.
Gee, do you think the box costs about 3 cents?
Right.
And it costs roughly 90 cents to burn a CD,
mm-hmm.
yet they're charging us $17 and $18 for a CD. Gee, do you think they're ripping us off?
I think the guy that ought to go to the electric chair is the guy that invented that plastic that you have to pick off that says pull here. That's the biggest bunch of crap. When you're going 85 miles an hour down the highway.
No, the guy who is even worse than that is the guy who invented the boxes in Best Buy.
Right.
Where you bring it up to the front, and the poor idiot clerk at the front has no idea how to get the CD out of the box.
Yeah, the theft prevention CD pouch. You know, the incredible, like, Hannibal Lecter constricting pouch that you have to get it out of.
Remind me to show you the quick and dirty way to open a CD, a new CD. It's like lightning. It's amazing.
Well, tell us. I mean, explain it to everybody.
You have to drag it very sharply across a sharp, like a counter edge or something, and if you do it on the right edge, you do it the right way, the whole thing just falls right off. It's amazing.
He's a funny man, isn't he?
He is indeed.
He picks his spots. He really does. Hold on, Buzz. I think we have a call about the whole DirecTV thing. Hi, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I just want to talk to you guys about that the V-chip thing for the satellite. It's not entrapment. It's the same thing as prostitution, basically. They can put an undercover out on the street, and as long as you go up to them and say you want to buy it, you're setting yourself up for it.
Yeah. All right, I got you.
All right,
just later. Seems to me there'd be more important things than...
Yeah.
Of course there are.
Worrying about stealing DirecTV.
Money talks.
I mean, really.
Right, hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Hi, baby.
Hi. The reason why the Democratic Party brought you over that big box of condoms is because they plan to screw you if you're a Democrat.
All right, thank you.
One woman's opinion.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, am I on the air?
Yes.
Hi, Don.
Yeah.
Buzz, you're my hero.
Thank you.
And Mike?
What?
I would just like to point out it's probably the Justice Department that's done that whole entrapment thing, and they are a bunch of Democrats, you know.
Right, there you go, Mike. That's your man, Slick Willie. You're right.
The Republicans would never do that.
Of course not.
You're right. Hello, Don and Mike show.
You know, it's funny how people are taking everything now to either Republicans or Democrats. Yeah. Can I just make a blanket statement? Please. They're all pissers. I agree. Okay? Mm-hmm. They're all pig effers. Right. They all are. Republicans, Democrats. I just switched today. Mm-hmm. I just switched. Thank you.
I like that statement. Yeah. I think that's something we can all agree on.
Yep.
Even the boss.
Yeah. They're all pig effers.
Pig effers.
Hello?
Something else we can all agree on. Nate Peters.
I didn't even hear that.
I don't know.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, about that smart card.
I agree.
The thing with that is, it's not illegal for the cops to sell the card. It's not illegal for anybody to sell the card. It's illegal to use it knowingly stealing the services.
Right.
That's where they get you.
Okay, thank you, genius. Thank you.
Sorry, Buzz, that was a mistake to entertain so many telephone calls.
You never know. You never know.
But everybody wants to talk about the satellite TV.
Hurry up, guys. I've got to go see the replacements.
Well, this lawsuit from the state says the record companies have been paying the record stores not to sell CDs below a certain price. Defendants include Warner, EMI, Sony, and Universal, along with Tower Records and Musicland. The federal government and the record companies reached a settlement on this issue earlier this year, but CD prices have only gone up since then.
Right. Hold on there, Buzz. Got to do this break. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Yo. You got a gift, my friend. You got a gift. Oh, yeah. You saw that there was something I was trying to do, and you figured that out. That's why you are who you are. God bless you. You got a f***ing gift.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do.
I know. Oh,
yes, you do.
The authors of the Prostate Cookbook, Don Geronimo and Michael O'Mara.
Have you seen the trailer for that De Niro movie? I think it's something like Meet the Parents or Meet the Family, where De Niro plays the father, and it looks like the funniest movie he's ever made.
Mike and I were just talking about De Niro in Jackie Brown, which is a movie. Jackie Brown is a movie that I think I really could watch every day and never be bored with it. I like the guy who plays Max Cherry, the bail bondsman.
Yeah, I don't know the actor's name, but he's you know, he really was lurking in B movies for a while, and that was kind of a breakout film.
I love Sam Jackson.
Oh yeah. Yep.
I love, and we were talking about this with De Niro, when Bridget Fonda's pissing him off after they've made the drop in the department store in the mall, when they're at the parking lot, and she goes,
she's just giving him nonstop crap.
You don't remember where you parked the car, do you? Is it over here? Is it over here? You don't remember. And he just finally gets pissed off and shoots her.
He goes, boom.
Yeah.
And it's the classic De Niro move in movies.
If you say one more thing, I'm going to shoot you. Not one more word.
Did you pass the gun?
Boom!
And he did.
She's dead. Love Jackie Brown.
Good movie.
And you are right, Mike.
Yeah, you got a thing for Pam Grimm.
Boom.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I do her in a second.
Mm-hmm. She is a lady that exudes sexy.
Yeah. Even though she's an old broad.
Mm-hmm. How old would she be?
50?
Wasn't she in some of the black exploitation films?
The mid-70s, early 70s? Yeah,
yeah.
So.
Trying to think of her.
She's old. She's hot, though.
Oh, she is.
I love Jackie Brown.
She's hot.
God damn, I love that movie. Even Michael Keaton is good in that movie.
Right.
When he's playing the cop, when they're sitting down in the restaurant, and he's pouring out the A1 steak sauce and carefully dipping his meat in, and he doesn't know that Jackie Brown is playing him.
Well, if you like De Niro, you like this movie, I swear to God, it's going to be slap nuts funny. He plays like the colonel or something. Like, he's a Vietnam veteran, and the kid comes over, you know, the kid comes over to meet the parents and spend the weekend, and the father's really deluged. And it just, every moment they showed in this movie, I probably have the title wrong. I think it's something like Meet the Family, Meet the Parents.
Did I ever tell you, I bet I have, this is just a boring fact I know about movies. The movie that Jennifer Lopez did with George Clooney, the movie Out of Sight.
Yes.
Okay. In that movie, Michael Keaton plays the same character that he played in Jackie Brown. Ray, and I don't remember his last name.
The exact same character, hopping into a different movie?
Yes, and they did that on purpose. Right. They did that like as a goof for anybody who saw Jackie Brown.
Right.
It's the same guy.
Is Out of Sight a good movie?
It is a fantastic movie.
All right, good.
I mean, it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm homo for George Clooney. I love all of his movies.
Yeah, he's on upward curve.
He's good, and Rob just told me he saw Three Kings.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
Loved it.
It's a very good movie.
Excellent.
He's also with Marky Mark in that. They make a great couple.
Yes, he is.
And I'll always call him Marky Mark.
That's a lie. I'm thinking about Good Vibration. Remember that, Marky Mark and the Fun Bunch? When he had his disco record out called Good Vibrations?
Yeah, nobody could wear his jeans hanging off his waist the way he could. Just ignored that.
Not Fun Bunch. Funky Bunch.
That's right. Not Marky Mark and the Fun Bunch.
Funky Bunch.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
But they were a Fun Bunch, Rob.
Well, sure, but that's not their name.
Yeah, they were funky.
Funky Bunch.
Hollywood.
Hey, Buzz, anytime.
Okay. I mean, if you don't start talking, we're going to keep going on and on about Marky Mark.
And the Funky Bunch.
Hollywood, of course, has reason to be concerned about censorship the same way we do. So how does Hollywood feel about Joe Lieberman as vice president?
And one network executive tells the New York Post, it's not a sense of panic, but people are sort of sobered at that prospect.
See, that's why I've got this card right here.
Lieberman, who gets high marks from a liberal group and low marks from a conservative group, has complained about TV shows, movies, and music, and he's said that he's against censorship, but in favor of limits, whatever that means.
Right, that's why I joined the Republican National Party today.
Every year,
and I have my membership card right here.
Every year, Lieberman joins the conservative William Bennett in giving out a Silver Sewer Award to whichever TV network they think stooped the lowest.
Oh, boy.
He has strongly attacked the Jerry Springer
show. That's your man.
Yes, he is my man. I'm sticking by him. He
strongly attacked the Jerry Springer show and the late-night cable TV show of a prominent national morning DJ. Now, Lieberman is the number two man in a party that gets a lot of money from Hollywood.
And Rob would just like me to point this out about Mr. Lieberman.
Yes?
As if we didn't know, Mr. Spiewak.
Well, he jumps, Mr. Scholarship winner. He jumps to put the tape in the machine.
He does indeed.
Like we don't know he's a Jew.
That's right.
Okay, we know he's a Jew.
Very nice, Rob.
We know it.
The former cheerleader who claimed she had an affair with Regis,
yeah,
got a big divorce settlement from her husband, according to the New York Post. But the paper says she spent it all and filed for Chapter 7 bankruptcy 2 years ago. Her most recent boyfriend, a contractor named Dennis Miller, tells Fox News, and I quote,
"What do you want me to put the drywall?"
She's a user. The couple broke up 2 months ago, around the time her diary was sold to the National Enquirer. And the boyfriend says she never mentioned to him an affair with Regis. A New York Daily News columnist today printed that he believes Maria's story was made up and that the Enquirer was duped. We'll see.
Wow. Well, if that's the case, Regis should hire some big, high-powered lawyer and go after him.
If that's the case.
Well, what's the deal? Regis is strangely silent on this.
And Regis on his TV show seems more uptight the last 3 days, like trying desperately to make it appear like he's willing to talk about anything going on in the world.
Well, then fine.
Except the fact that he's on the cover of the National Enquirer.
And if he keeps quiet and lets the press do what it's inevitably going to do, this whole thing could slide right off of Regis. He could come out clean.
Well, I don't know. You know, I watch Regis and I hear little things. Like I heard him mention today when I watched the show. I went to a movie last night.
Mm-hmm.
I went to see the Replacements last night, and he makes a point of not mentioning that Joy went with him to the movies, where he normally mentions that she goes to the movies with him.
I went to the Replacements last night. I sat in row 7. Joy was in row 14.
Yeah. I mean, maybe she went, and maybe he just didn't mention it. Right. I don't know. It just struck me as if there was ever a time to mention you were out with your wife, that might be an opportune time to mention it.
I smell a rat here. I really do. With Regis not saying anything publicly.
I smell that rat, too, Mike.
Smell that rat, everybody. Smell it, honey. I smell a rat because it just seems to me that maybe there's a machine working behind the scenes. If you got a columnist in the Daily News that's writing that he doesn't believe it.
Whatever the case, it's going to be fun to watch it all happen. Another survivor has legal problems. Kelly is wanted in Greensboro, North Carolina, for using a stolen credit card at an Olive Garden restaurant.
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, who could blame her? It's the Olive Garden. She was a fan of the Endless Breadsticks.
Fantastic. Absolutely. All you want.
And 3 years ago, she was arrested in Vegas for scratching her husband and biting his nose. USA Today says she was upset that he'd lost the house keys. Although police busted her for battery domestic violence, she was never formally charged.
You lost the house keys. Now I'm going to bite your nose off.
The marriage is also history. CBS says it knew about the arrest, but adds, and I quote, during her time on the island, she never bit anyone, not even a rat.
Okay, hold on, Buzz. Another break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
That is great peripheral vision, huh?
Yeah. You know, that's what Don meant when he said he's a head job when, in the first part of the show.
No, he's a head case.
A head case.
No, that's not what
a head case.
Broadcasting under the watchful eye of Carmen, the CBS hawk. It's Don and Mike.
And now back to Guy Birdley. Hi, Buzz.
Who knew? Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is a ratings failure in Japan. The Japanese normally embrace anything that's American pop culture, but one expert over there says
Japanese just don't want to watch ordinary people win large amounts of money.
I think the Japanese game shows are really great, where like people have to do awful stuff to themselves to win money.
Yes. I mean, like hold their urine for a while.
Yeah, really great.
Like that. The stripper who got tossed out of the Big Brother house says she thinks CBS didn't want to tarnish its image by letting someone like her win. But quoting network chief Les Moonves, no way. My two star actors have left the series. It's like Anthony Edwards and George Clooney leaving ER after the first season. Now what am I going to do? End quote. The other actor, of course, is William Collins, who was the first to be ejected.
Will Mega.
Right. He and Jordan provided the friction that kept the house from being boring. She said last night on Letterman that right before she was about to be kicked out, they called her into the red room where they have that little discussion, and they said, so are you ready to maybe do a little striptease dance for us? If you'd like to do that, this might be a good time. And she, you know, she smelled a rat. She knew, once again, smelled that rat.
Yeah, okay.
Thank you. Knew exactly what was going on and said she wasn't going to do it. But obviously the producers knew she was out of the house.
Right.
And they wanted her to maybe right before, you know, nice ratings grabber, do a little striptease.
Take her clothes off.
She was a whore.
Way to not tip your hand.
Mm-hmm.
When Philadelphia police were defending themselves over the beating of a fleeing motorist, they said Thomas Jones shot an officer. Turns out the officer was shot in the thumb. Turns out he was shot by a fellow officer, not by Tom Jones. Apparently, one of the
unusual to be shot in the thumb.
Apparently, one of the officer's guns went off in the struggle to arrest Jones, so Jones is no longer charged with shooting an officer.
Why in my thumb?
But Jones still faces charges of carjacking, robbery, and fleeing police. And he's still recovering from the bruises. And the,
what's new, policeman? Whoa, 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 whoa.
And the five gunshot wounds. Well, saying he's accomplished what he set out to do, New York's police commissioner is resigning. What he set out to do, and did successfully, was lower crime in the Big Apple. But also on Howard Safer's watch, there were some ugly, high-profile incidents that increased racial tension and hurt the department's image. Here's what Mayor Giuliani had to say about his...
I don't know whether you'd call them pornographic, but they were erotic films of sex acts.
I don't think that's the right thing.
That he enjoyed filming.
That's not the police chief of New York?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay, what do you want again?
I want Mayor Giuliani talking about his good friend, Police Commissioner Howard Safer.
He's a schoolyard bully.
Well, it's close, but I don't think that's it either, really.
Who cares?
Well, what's she talking about?
I don't know.
She does have a nice rack, though. I'll give that to her.
All right, hold on, really. No more goofing around.
Okay.
It's the one that's...
Mayor Giuliani here.
Labeled S-A-F-I-R.
Safer. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Right. Here he is. Mayor Giuliani.
Hey, this is Jake from Body by Jake in Major League Lacrosse.
No.
I just want to leave a message for you and the fellas. Thanks a million for everything.
I don't know.
I'm sure you read. If you didn't read, we had a sellout this past Saturday night.
Who wants to hear that? Okay. All right. Whatever. Here he is. Here's
Howard, in addition to being, I believe, the greatest police commissioner in the history of the city, is also a very close personal friend, and he's someone that I've relied on for help, advice, assistance. Imagine just about every day that I've been the mayor.
If there were no Matt Damon, no Ben Affleck.
Safer says his leaving has nothing to do with his prostate cancer. He says he's taking a job with a security firm in Atlanta. Depending on when and where you're going, you can't get there from here on United. United Airlines says it's taking, ready for this, nearly 2,000 flights off its September schedule. United pilots still refusing to work overtime. The company says more and more, they're just falling in sick. United canceled more than 240 flights yesterday after a weekend of hundreds of other cancellations.
Rising.
One woman whose flight was canceled 3 days in a row says she'll never fly United again.
That's effed up. One more, please, Buzz.
Let's make it this one. Where was this story when we could have cashed in on it? Why didn't somebody tell us that Jennifer Aniston was topless in Celebrity Skin magazine
this little girl had knockers
last September, and topless again in High Society magazine back in December?
Oh.
She's now suing Man's World Publications, which puts out both magazines.
God, please, somebody get me a copy of those magazines.
Man's World. She says a stalkerazzi climbed her neighbor's fence to take the pictures as she was sunbathing topless.
God.
She can pick those up for you tomorrow. Man's World.
Oh, I'm sure we got them on that stand. And don't forget, for what was the one that we used, the C word? What was that magazine that Mike almost...
Sea Lickers.
Sea Lickers, right. Female Sea Lickers.
That's right.
She's not asking for any money in her lawsuit, but Jennifer does want the company to stop distributing those pictures. Is it too late for back issues?
God, would I love to see those boobs.
Well, there's a chance you will. I think back issues are available in all the Man's World collection.
The most perfect boobs ever. Thank you, Buzz.
You bet.
Another great news and comment time now for Call 100 and a prize package we've selected especially for you.
All right.
Be the 100th caller now, and for the love of God, be assertive. Phone number 877-365-3636.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Come now, you speak as if they were a gaggle of slack-jawed yokels.
Constantly pursuing the split-faced air shark, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Buzz, 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 he wears Rockport. So does George Michael.
George wears a big belt buckle and a cowboy hat.
George uses sun in Buzz is natural. I don't think Lady Lackman swings. Why?
All right, I'm out of lyrics. Hi, Buzz.
In my Nikes. Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, Reggie Miller's reportedly agreed to a 3-year, $36 million contract with the Pacers. Veteran cornerback Daryl Green's rejoined the Washington Redskins. He'd been away for about 10 days after the death of his father. And police destroyed a suspicious package sent to Skins owner Dan Snyder today. Using a water cannon, they busted open a package full of toys. Finally,
no more detail on that story?
No, that's
it.
Get
to know
China. It was sent by, I guess, like a super fan who's been sending friendly but odd letters to Dan, and today he sent a package of toys.
Why did they break it?
Charlie had the mind of a child.
They got a little...
I sent him all my old toys.
Charlie, they got a little scared. They thought maybe it was a bomb. And...
Oh, no. It was G.I. Joe. G.I. Joe. You were loving Mr. Snyder head to toe.
Get to know Charlie.
Boy.
Thank you.
Finally, a lot of Netscape users laughed a hearty laugh when Microsoft Explorer and Microsoft Outlook were having all those security problems. But no... Yeah, the Netscape users are laughing now. But no browser is completely safe. Netscape has a security flaw that allows the bad guys to browse the contents of your computer and read, copy, even delete your files. Hackers have invaded nearly 1,000 computers that way so far. Netscape says it will have a fix on its website soon. In the meantime, it's recommending you disable your Java. The security flaw, by the way...
Disable your Java first.
Yeah, that could be painful. But the security flaw has been nicknamed the Brown Orifice. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah,
thank you, Buzz. Thank you to all of our contestants today who showed up for the What Would Ye Do contest. They were fantastic.
They were good. I mean, that was a first today. The stuff with the dog and the stuff with the husband and the wife and the dookie and the peanut butter.
Strong stuff.
Never been done before. Don't go see the movie The Replacements this weekend.
Please don't. They weren't any good.
Based on those crappy cheerleaders. Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting from NEW in New York City.
Right.
Extra bonus.
Rita's coming with us.
Yes, coming up on the train with me.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's not a joke.
Wow. She is. I think she's going to be. She might be on my train.
She's afraid of flying.
Ah.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Salutations, Radio Gods. I am your 100th caller.
Yes, you are. And what's your name?
Gwen Aller.
Hi, Gwen. Where are you calling from?
Woodbridge.
Gwen, you've won the Power Hour card from Dave & Buster's. Dave
&
Buster's, the premier place in America for adults to have fun. But wait, there's more. You've also won the Sex and the City prize pack. Don't miss the hottest and sexiest show on TV, Sex and the City. Sunday night, new episode, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on HBO.
Cool.
Thank you.
I'm so psyched.
Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you. I love your show.
Thank you. We love you, and thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow, as I mentioned, from New York.
Mm-hmm.
And also, Leah Remini will be coming on, too, trying to defend her position about getting us on King of Queens.
So she's not starting from a position of disadvantage, though.
Well, a little bit. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Just a little bit.
So we'll see you tomorrow from New York. Thank you, and good night, Buzz.
Thank you, and good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
And now, Rob.
Hi, Don.
With the scholarship winner.
Hi.
Please throw your coonskin cap in the air.
Done it. We'll do it close.
Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. Oh, that's...
I could not have been queerer.
Eat it out of there.
You just tell me, eat it out of your butt? Okay, we will see you tomorrow with a new episode.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.